great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, morning briefer of Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., battling lymphomic cancer, by the way. He's going to be joining us. He said a few months ago on the show, a few weeks ago again on the show, that the Bush administration is planning to attack Iran in the next 6 to 8 months. And since he said that here, we have this headline out of Reuters and other publications. Bolton, Israel will attack Iran before next president is sworn in. Mossad's Dagon, an omen of war from Press TV. The Mossad chief is staying on an unprecedented another year, another sign of war, Israeli papers say. Reuters also reporting aid is saying that there's a plot to kill Ahmadinejad thwarted at UN meeting, and that the U.S. also tried, that is the private corporate interests that control the U.S., tried to kill him on his visit to Baghdad. Israel is exercising for nuclear disaster with Iran. Online Journal is reporting that, as well as the New York Times. That is just some of the news on that front. He will be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes. By the way, my producer thought, why not try to get the directors of HARP on? And so he called him up, and he set up some of the different directors of separate HARP programs to actually get their PR response to what HARP, that big antenna array, is doing up in Alaska, because Dr. Nick Begich and many others have written books on the subject and gone back to some of the declassified documents from the 60s of some of the nefarious things. But we'll talk to them and get their perspective coming up in the second hour today. A lot of the guests I think of, but sometimes Trey thinks of really great guests to get on, and that's certainly one of them. He told me last week we're probably having some of the HARP directors on, including the director of HARP. And then voila, we'll see if they're here in 1 hour. Also, there's lots of disinfo pieces like this one out of ABC News. Something's fishy. Experts say price of gas should be $2 a gallon, not $4. And then they bumble around in this AP article that was posted on ABC News and basically just put out a bunch of disinfo to the mindless, dumbed-down public. Americans are furious about the high price of gas. If you get too furious, if you noticed all the cops in black uniforms shoving you around, checkpoints, the cameras, go ahead, get furious, slaves. Americans are furious about the high price of gas, and this isn't going to make you feel any better. A number of oil industry experts told a congressional panel Monday that oil speculators are to blame for gasoline prices reaching dizzying records. And yeah, 15-20% of it is speculation driven by dollar devaluation, but the majority of it is just dollar devaluation on its face, absolute fact, everyone in the world knows, but the decadent know-it-all slave population that's having eugenics operations carried out against it. Just running around mindlessly, arrogantly. I mean, they know the government's lying to them, but they don't have any idea just how bad and just how corrupt and bankrupt and evil the system is. And so they'll be fed by the disinfo thing. Oh, it's some shadowy speculators. They did it. Yeah, that's why they pay 14 cents a gallon in Venezuela and 44 cents a gallon in Mexico. And that's why they pay 24 cents a gallon in Brazil. And yeah. That's why Americans pay on average 5 times what others pay for prescription drugs. It's because we're schmucks, we're idiots, we're morons. We've been under hardcore global brainwashing for 100 years. That's why. Because the average school kid doesn't know where the sun goes when it sets. Doesn't know what a continent is. Doesn't know anything. just know how to be slaves and how to be exterminated. Our beloved...
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Scheik with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with this fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike Fearless Radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMSEFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36, or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I'm still looking and watching. Normally, the Supreme Court ruled several months ago on, I mean, they admit they secretly ruled on the Second Amendment, and they always release it during the summer. They had their meeting to, quote, release the cases. Some of them were released, but I can't find their ruling on the Second Amendment. Of course, we don't need them to rule on it. We have past rulings saying it's an absolute individual right against tyranny and government and criminals on the street. Everybody knows that. Of course, everybody knew you didn't kill babies in the womb, but the Supreme Court said it was a good thing and they're responsible for the murder of 50 million children. But don't you love how they turned mass murder into a privilege and a right? So I'm watching and looking to see what happens there. We have Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, and Aaron Zellman, head of Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us in the fourth hour today, and we should know what's happening by then. It's very suspicious they haven't released it yet, and very ominous. It's as if they don't want it to be noticed. You watch, it'll be hailed as a pro-gun ruling, and it won't be. Ray McGovern joins us in 15 minutes. Jim Bates, HARP Program, Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. Ed Kennedy, U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. Dr. Paul Cossey, HARP Program Manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. That's who we've got. All three of these guys on in a conference call. I guess, from the Space Command Directorate, which is a smaller part of, coming on the next hour. We'll see if they show up. Then we've got, again, Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman, as I mentioned, and we'll take some of your calls today as well. I've got all this news about oil prices exploding. I've got all this news about commodities exploding. The dollar continuing to fall as the blind public, spiritually blind, psychologically blind, intellectually blind, just stumble around like zombies, drooling, bumping into each other. It's very painful to watch my fellow man rendered intellectually defenseless, just giggling and smirking and stumbling around. It's so simple, everything that's happening, and you just can't. Even if you can wake them up, you can wake them up to the fact they're under attack, but then they have no respect for themselves and don't think they can mobilize against the tyranny. You've got all these evil people working for government, all these other people that rationalize the corruption they do and the things they carry out for the global corporate slave system. I mean, this morning, I'm pretty freaked out. I was reading a newly declassified, leaked, similar to other declassified Army field manuals, in COINTELPRO, in disinfo, in torture death squads, and you can just see them doing it all here in the U.S., how they incrementally ratchet up the police state till the public's under total martial law, and how they're deploying this inside the U.S. I was reading that with horror for about 30 minutes this morning. I could spend the next 4 hours on that alone. Oh, God. And then I was watching news videos as the local news said it was good, as they busted in houses at gunpoint, as they arrested people, as they took people out of their homes up in the Midwest where they've had some flooding, as they would just pull people over and run up and point guns to their heads, screaming at them. Just lawless government letting you know you're a slave in your face. This is martial law. There is just so much going on. And then I ran across this news here in my stack dealing with attacks on the First Amendment in this country and free speech in England. And I have experienced in New York City, in Chicago, in Austin, Texas, in Washington, D.C., did I mention in London, what is in these stories? Headline, the Register, the war on photographers, you're all Al-Qaeda suspects now. It's not an Alex Jones headline, a Prison Planet headline, which have always been accurate. So it would seem shocking to some, but that's really what they say now. Another one out of the Mail Online, where you have this gay man who writes for the paper, and he's out at an anti-war protest covering it when Bush came to town in England a few weeks ago. Last week, and he sees one of his buddies, one of his liaisons, and shoving people, trying to attack the police. The guy's got a big camera taking photos of all the protesters while he's provocateuring. Then the police go ahead and attack the crowd. And the article kind of halfway defends in a sick way that this guy is out there provocateuring and talks about how handsome he is. How handsome the police captain in plain clothes is provocateuring. See, I mean, it's just an acceptance of open evil. And he walks up and he goes, oh, we're friends. You're a police officer. And then it just goes into all this sickening doublethink about, well, I guess provocateuring, you know, it's what they need to do. I mean, you know how criminal the government is, how criminal these police are? When you've got thousands of people at peacefully out there trying to protest Bush, and they've banned it in most areas of the city, and they're trying to get up to the barricades miles away from Bush, and there's plainclothes cops running around, starting fights, shoving protesters, trying to get the protesters to attack the police. And the cops all know what they're doing. They want to attack freedom. They want to suppress the people. They are guilty of tyranny. They are tyrants. They are criminals. They are the worst type of crooks. And then I read this article out of the Register where mainline video people, mainline photographers, news people can just be out getting a shot for the news of street traffic. And the cops come over and seize their tapes, and there's no judge, no jury, no arrest. They just hand them a terrorist form. This happened to me. In fact, cops walk up and say, you can't videotape in London. And I go, but I'm videotaping people coming out of the subway entrance. Well, do you have a permit for that? I go, there aren't permits for videotaping. He goes, well, that's right, but turn your camera off or I'll arrest you. And then I'm putting you in a database, and he took my ID, put me in a database, and I am now listed as a potential terrorist. Millions of Americans are listed. 8 million Britons are listed. And you try to talk to somebody on the street now, anywhere in England, the police walk over and say, okay, what are you talking about? I need to file a report on. I mean, that is classic secret police. That is downtown Red Square, Moscow. That is Beijing, outside the Forbidden City with the big portraits of Mao Zedong. In fact, it's worse now in England and many cities in the U.S. than it is in communist China today. And folks, it isn't just Alex Jones. I watched in D.C. on two different trips, two different days we spent there at Bilderberg. Two of the 5 days we were there, I went and shot footage of just the landmarks. And I watched crowds of people, I mean small crowds, walking, you know, 100 yards in front of the White House by a big park, and cops would just come over on a Segway and just yell at people and say, don't stand too long in front of that monument. They've been told, prod us, boss us, let us know. We have footage of this. Footage of, I mean, this country is a dirt pit. You understand, they don't treat you like that in Nicaragua. The police don't treat you like that in El Salvador. You understand, we're the worst of the worst. Has nothing to do with terrorism. They have been told. I mean, I watched them boss black people around, white people around, Midwesterners, people from California. I mean, just mixed crowds of people. Just like Tony Montana says when the cops are interrogating him in Scarface, he goes, you want a Chivano in every corner, watching what you do, telling you what to eat, what to sleep, you know, what to do, where to go. I mean, this is tyranny, folks, when you can be 100 yards down a grassy slope videotaping the Washington Monument and three different agencies will come over to you and boss you around and ask why you're doing that. And they know there's no permit. They know it's a no permit city. They just try to see what they can do. Well, let me see what's on your camera. And I'm just like, come on, man. God, this is what you've done to America. Then they'd have security guards come over, then another police agency. But it wasn't just me. It was families. Families that bring their children to see the Washington Monument, and a cop would come over and say, with still cameras, why are you taking photos of that? This is an induction into enslavement. How can government agents listening say you're good? You know this is for the people. You know we're going into tyranny. You know you've hired 26,000 preachers and a 500,000 truck drivers and 23,000 executives all to be your secret police, and all over the country, SWAT teams are training the local kids on how to use guns. Guns are only good when it's in their hands against us, and how to tattle on their parents and how to run checkpoints. And my God, this is just Orwellian. This is East Germany. We are going into East Germany. And I read this article, we got a link to it up on prisonplanet.com, but the headline's The War on Photographers, and it just gives all the mainline cases. No due process, no judge, no jury, no law. They're just criminal thugs. And we've had them walk up to us in New York and say, let me see what's on your camera, and I'm going to take it. A lot of times they go ahead and just take it. And they'll hold your camera up, and they go, you got a gun. You're aiming a gun at me. And the cop just smiles, man. And, I mean, it is classic right out of every movie you saw about tyranny. These are criminals. These are gang members. These are wicked, evil, hateful, bad cancer cells in the heart of our nation. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We're at a major crossroads in human history.
I hurt myself today.
Everybody knows it in their gut, even if they're not intellectually studying the geopolitical landscape.
I focus on the pain.
Ray McGovern is our guest. We really are honored to have him for the next 35 minutes or so. He came on a few weeks ago and said that they really are gearing up to attack Iran. He doesn't know they're going to do it, but they intend to. And now we have Bolton saying publicly to the press, to the UK's Telegraph, that there is a plan to have Israel attack Iran before the next president is sworn in. Meanwhile, we have the corporate media finally reporting on the fact that the neocons, including McCain's advisor, are saying terror attacks would really help them and be a great thing. So we'll talk about that as well with our guest, Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern, can you break down the latest developments on the Iran front?
Well, yes, Alex. It's very troubling indeed. We have a whole series of indicators, much like the ones before the attack on Iraq, where it looks like the people running our policy. Let me just get that off here. Sorry. Our policy there toward toward Iran this time are the same fellows that brought us Iraq, and they seem to be hell-bent on doing what they seem to have promised the Israelis they would do before they left office, and that leaves only six months. And so we see Olmert and Bush huddling several times, and Olmert just seeming delighted that what Bush and he have worked out, mentioning operational details which are being now worked out by pilots and planners and so forth. So it looks very real. The extraordinary thing here, Alex, is that it would become so inured, would become so accustomed to talking about, well, when will we start the next war, the American people don't seem to realize the gravity of the situation here, not only in terms of starting a war here and there willy-nilly, but in this case, starting a war against a formidable opponent in which we cannot win. I mean, we just cannot win this one. And if we start bombing Iran, the consequences will be, well, they'd be catastrophic.
What is it in the psychology, Ray McGovern? I mean, you advise many presidents who were the morning briefer for George Bush Sr. and are a highly respected analyst, and all the other analysts are saying the same thing you're saying. I mean, what is it about Napoleon having to attack Russia or Hitler? Why do they always just have to push it, push it, push it?
Well, partly because they gather around themselves a group of little sycophants, a group of, courtiers who just kind of say, yes, Mr. President, yes, Mr. Emperor, or whatever. And they don't question. They just kind of fall into lockstep. And all you have to do is review what has happened to the institutions in this country, to include the senior military under Rumsfeld. You'll see a thoroughly corrupted regime that sat around and helped Rumsfeld lie about torture and the destruction of the army in which I was proud to serve. So you have a situation where not many people are standing up, and when you get somebody like Taguba, General Taguba, who did the only honest investigation of Abu Ghraib, being marginalized and ridiculed and that kind of thing, then you've got a situation where, it's very, very doubtful that this attack can be prevented.
Now, and as you probably know, he came out last week with the prestigious international group, a medical association, and said war crimes have been committed premeditatedly, and that now the only question is, will these Hitlerian-type crimes be punished?
Yeah, and I hate to sound like a broken record on this, but our founders, many of them from Virginia, where I'm from, had a very specific way of handling this kind of situation, and it's called impeachment. It was mentioned in the Constitution six times, and why the Democratic leadership, particularly John Conyers, head of the Judiciary Committee in the House, why they shy away, why they're so reluctant to fulfill their constitutional duty is something that has me very, very outraged. And what we need to do is have a grassroots movement to say, look, there are so many crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors here. The question is outrage fatigue. Which ones do we pick? Three did it for Nixon. We have 35 from Kucinich on Bush. Let's pick out three and go for it.
Okay, we have one of the senior CIA analysts for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. on with us, Ray McGovern. We're going to come back and go through the consequences for those that think this will be something to watch on TV a new war. It will not be that.
We're on the march.
Online and on demand, this is We the People Radio Network.
Fabrique Nationale makes a rifle known as the Fusil Automatic Léger, or Light Automatic Rifle, considered to be the right arm of what's left of the free world. If you're familiar with FNFAL, then visit GunPartsGuy.com, an excellent source for parts, accessories, and technical support for all FAL rifles. If you'd like to modify or upgrade your FAL, the Gun Parts Guy has a great selection of new, refinished, and refurbished parts. The Gun Parts Guy doesn't have a federal firearms license, and he doesn't want one, but he is the source for parts and the best FAL kits today. Call James at 360-906-8369 or email GunPartsGuy@hotmail.com. You'll be pleased with the personal care and technical support you get from the Gun Parts Guy. That number again, 360-906-8369. Whether you call or visit the website at GunPartsGuy.com, be sure to mention WTPRN to get an additional 10% discount off their already low, low prices.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What would you do with me? Do all the things we know. Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn?
Ray McGovern's our guest for another 25 minutes or so. The point he's making is that a lot of people who don't know how the world works, who haven't studied the basics, don't understand the magnitude of the fact that this war is already one of the main reasons you're paying $4.15 a gallon on average. It's one reason our name is now absolutely hated. We are seen as the old Soviet Union. We're seen as the evil empire by the world. And the elites here are showing the exact pattern that other elites have shown, the most virulent. The Napoleons, the Hitlers, the Mao Zedongs, the Joseph Stalins. Very virulent. The worst nightmare. I mean, the worst scenario you can imagine. The U.S. falling into the hands of absolute criminals. The Democrats acquiescing because they're bought and paid for by the same power-mad corporate interest. And Ray McGovern's our guest to talk about not just what's currently happening in Iraq. I want to get into that some with him and some new reports that have come out from the GAO. But, of course, what's happening in Iran and what those consequences will be. And now the fact that Israel, the United States, and others, especially Israel, are saying we're doing nuclear attack drills, we're doing emergency drills, we're preparing to attack, we're going to attack. Bush met with us, and he said he's going to attack. He's going to support us. And so you've got that message in the international press. Then domestically, they put out more disinfo about we found Iraqi weapons that were given to him by the Iranians. That's on the front page. Then a week later, it's in the back of the paper that it wasn't true. Classic psyops. Ray McGovern, break it down for us, what we're facing, and hopefully how we can possibly stop this, but what those consequences will be.
Well, the consequences would be catastrophic. It would make the situation in Iraq look like a women's high school volleyball game. You know, the Iranians have they have an army, they have an air force, they have a navy, they have everything that the Iraq did not have, the prostrate as it was after the sanctions and after losing the Gulf War. So they have all manner of ways to retaliate. The thing that bothers me most, of course, as a previous Army officer, is that they have the capability to cut our supply lines between Kuwait and Baghdad and take hostage several tens of thousands of troops. This is a real deal. And, you know, what do you say then to the commander-in-chief? Well, you know, what are we going to do? And he'll say, well, send reinforcements. Well, as you know, Alex, there aren't any reinforcements to send, all right? That's why there's no more surge. They had to take those people out. And so, well, what else we got? Well, we got these mini nukes, you know? That's what they're for. And these people don't make any distinction between high explosive weaponry and nuclear weaponry. It's just incredible. And so this thing could escalate very, very quickly into a situation where we threaten the Iranians with the use of nuclear weapons, and they have to deal with that. Whether we make good on that threat or not is, you know, even more disturbing. But this could lead to that. Now, I'd be more interested in exploring how this thing could get underway. The Iranians are no dopes. They're not going to be provoked into doing the kind of attack on Israel or U.S. forces that would give us an excuse and the Israelis an excuse to really zap them. What I mean by really zap them is go after the lion's share of their nuclear-related activities in Iran. And so what's likely to happen? Well, I think more likely than anything would be the kind of what we call in the trade here, in the intelligence trade, a false flag attack, okay? You get a boat all painted up with Iranian colors, and you sink a U.S. destroyer escort in the Gulf. Wow. You kill a bunch of Americans. That could set things off. Now, who would do that? Who has an interest? Who would, cui bonum, we used to say. Who would have an interest? Who would profit from that kind of thing? Well, it's very clear that the state of Israel would, because many of those extreme leaders think that they have to move against Iran before Bush leaves office.
And we know Israel has done a lot of false flags before. That's declassified in public knowledge.
Yeah, and, you know, most people don't realize that, 1967, they tried to sink the USS Liberty, killed 34 of our sailors, and wounded 172 of them. And this was suppressed, and this was not investigated. And now we finally have the death of one of the lawyers that was asked by LBJ to make it look like just a mistaken identity thing on the part of the Israelis. Well, we have the tapes, Alex. I mean, we have the Israeli pilots saying, well, wait a second, there's an American flag. Well, that's an American ship. Take it out anyway, you know? So, you know, there's no question but that was a deliberate attack.
And by the way, sir, now that that's come out in the last few months, Chicago Tribune has admitted, neocons are on websites saying, good, it was a greater sacrifice for Israel. And now they're saying Israel comes before the U.S., and that almost like our sailors needed to die, and that it was a good thing.
You know, it is really very, very strange. I mean, you go back to George Washington and his warnings against a passionate attachment of one country, namely the U.S., to the perceived strategic needs of another. And he warned that this is a very, very, very dangerous kind of phenomenon. And, of course, it's playing out here, over 200 years later. the president is openly described by, well, the fellow that I would describe as having the most experience of anyone in Washington. That's General Brent Scowcroft, who was the National Security Advisor to the first President Bush. He felt it necessary, while he was still serving as the younger Bush's chair of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, he felt it necessary to go to the Financial Times and say, you know, you should know that George W. Bush has been mesmerized by the Israeli then Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, that Sharon has him wrapped around his little finger. Now, you know, Alex, as an intelligence analyst, there are various degrees of reports that you give credibility to. Well, you know, this is horse mouth stuff. This is Scowcroft watching what's going on in U.S. policy toward the Middle East, having a catbird seat with all the sensitive information. Scowcroft, who is the consummate bureaucrat and would never say anything to the press that he hadn't darn well thought through, going to the Financial Times and telling them that this was a very dangerous situation because for some reason or other, the Israelis seem to have our president mesmerized. Now, why would he do that? I think he just wanted the rest of us to know that this is a very dangerous situation, and it's playing out now. There are only 6 months left, and nobody's making any secret of the fact that this is what this is the urgency for the Israelis. It's not that the Iranians are getting a nuclear bomb in 6 months. Nobody believes that. It's just that this is the window that if the Israelis perpetrate or precipitate or catalyze this kind of reaction that they hope to get from the Iranians, that Bush has already pledged publicly to jump in with both feet. So that's the situation. What we need to do is sensitize the American people and say, look, you know, who's running this country here? Who's responsible for the bill that is now in the Senate and House, which says we should blockade Iran? An act of war. Who's responsible for that? Well, we know, because the American-Israel APAC, the organization that was in here 2 weeks ago, were openly pressing for that.
And then, of course, a blockade is a major escalation of forces right up against each other, blocking their travel back and forth through the straits there, which is an economic and military act of war. And then that's almost guaranteed to where they may not even have to stage a false flag. Some type of incident might occur. And you brought up how the Iranians have been very shrewd, not being goaded into anything here, Mr. McGovern. It's admitted that for 4+ years, New Yorker magazines reported, the White House confirmed last year, that 4 Wahhabist terror groups, Al-Qaeda groups, commanded by the number 3 of Al-Qaeda, have been funded by U.S. Military and under the direction of the White House to carry out terror attacks targeting police, dams, schools, all over Iran, and the Iranians are suing the U.S. for blowing up mosques, staging events, and Iran saying, okay, we're taking terror attacks, we're taking military hits, U.S. Special Forces are commanding them domestically, and our White House says, yes, we have forces in there, 6 months ago put a press release out, attacking you. I mean, can you imagine if Iran had their special forces blowing up police stations in Dallas, Texas, or Chicago?
Well, that's different. That's different because they're the evil people. Come on, Alex. They're the evil people. We have the white hats on. You know?
But, I mean, Iran is taking this terror attacks every week, blowing up mosques. This is like a Twilight Zone episode, Ray McGovern. Did you ever think you'd see anything like this?
I did not, although I've seen close to it. Alex, part of the reason they can take this is because it's so feckless. Part of the reason they can take this is because the National Security Council under Bush doesn't know what it's doing, and it's got a bunch of amateurs in what used to be the covert operations part of the CIA. The activity is not going to have much effect, and so the Iranians can kind of dust it off. But, you know, what people need to realize is that the majority in Iran are the minorities, okay? There are more minority peoples in Iran. I'm talking about Azeris, I'm talking about Baluchis, I'm talking about Kurds. Over 50% of the Iranian population are minorities. And so what this administration, our administration, thinks they can do is play around with these minorities and fund all kinds of terrorist little...
But all they're doing is getting more support for the central government.
That's exactly right. And they can't succeed at it. And, you know, the fecklessness of this whole thing is if you wrote a novel, nobody would read it because it's too strange.
So how do we stop it?
Well, you know, Alex... I've come to the conclusion that writing op-eds isn't enough. Speaking wherever they'll listen to me isn't enough because I find myself speaking just before groups who are already persuaded that this is outrageous. So I don't know how to skin this cat other than to think that maybe the time has come to put our bodies into it. Maybe the time has come to go into our senators and representatives of offices and stay there and make sure that they know that, you know, we want to run this country. We don't want AIPAC. We don't want the Israel lobby to be leading us into a war from which we will suffer for decades and decades. I've got my little granddaughter here. She's 14 months, and I look at her and I say, my goodness, you know, what is going to happen to little Molly and her generation? So what we need to do is be a little less selfish and put our bodies into it, because there is such a thing as too late. And Martin Luther King said that very eloquently. There is such a thing as too late, and we're approaching that point within the next 2 months, in my view.
Well, on a separate whole genre, but it fits into this, and then I want in the final segment to talk about the degrading situation and the propaganda we're getting out of Iraq and different agencies putting out different sides of that. I was in D.C. to cover Bilderberg a few weeks ago. I have been in London. I've been in California, Austin, Texas, where I live. And I watched police harassing tourists in D.C. who were at the National Monument, clearly families taking photos when there's no law. Mm. I watched police minding them like I was in, 1970s Havana, Cuba. Mm. I had police walk up to me in Austin and say, turn your camera off or I'll take it. And telling me I can't protest or can't stand on the street with a sandwich board saying I'm for Ron Paul or I'm against the war. In England, they admittedly now are just confiscating people's cameras. The police admit they're provocateuring. I don't understand how they've gotten rank and file in the West. I mean, it's not just about Iran. It's not just about Iraq. There is a great darkness. It's bigger than the neocons, bigger than Bush. The establishment, for some reason, is going for broke to create classical tyranny by every yardstick. Can you talk about that from your analyst perspective? You're aware of all these things happening. How is this? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, I think what you're about to ask is how is this possible? And it's possible because of the media. I call them the fawning corporate media. People have no way of learning what's going on. Number two, people are not very much affected in their own minds about this, since they don't know the ramifications of being eavesdropped upon. You know, you ask your neighbor, don't you care that your private conversations on the telephone are being monitored? What do you get? You get the answer, well, I'm not talking to Osama bin Laden, with no skin on my
back. But it's worse than that. All over the country, they're training grade school kids to report on their parents and then admitting it on the news like it's good.
Yeah, yeah. So the tenor is really just completely changed in the country. And we've got to find some way to write that, which is not going to be very easy. But with the media, I mean, that's the sea change, Alex. You know, when I look back at Watergate, where I was, reading every word of the Washington Post and following it like for 2 years, that was the height. That was where the press, the media really came into its own. You look now, you look at the papers today, look at the Times, look at the Post. There's not a word.
The New York Times wrote an apologetic piece this weekend, basically like torture's no big deal.
Well, yeah, it's really reached dangerous proportions. And what I compare it to is the situation in Nazi Germany mm-hmm. in 1933, where everyone cooperated. I mean, you take the churches. Now, one might expect, or one might hope at least, for a moral stance to be taken by the church, by the institutional churches in this country. What about the Methodist Church? Bush and Cheney both claim to be Methodists. Do Methodists approve this kind of torture?
They should throw them out. They should throw Cheney and Bush out, shouldn't they?
Yeah, well, at least they should make a moral statement. So what you have, as you had in Germany in 1933, you have the Catholic and the Lutheran churches throwing in their lot with the government, not finding their voice. And so it's up to people like us to do what we can. And, you know, whether we're successful or not, well, it's not about being successful. It's about being faithful. It's about being having integrity and speaking out and making sure people know what's going on. Because if people aren't affected immediately, mm-hmm. as they weren't affected, you know, it was only those little Jews, my neighbors the Jews, that were being carted off, you know. It's only those kids in the small towns of America that are going off to Iraq, you know. Unless people start identifying with their brothers, you know, unless they come back to the bedrock principle that we are, after all, our brothers' keepers, we should worry about these small kids from the farms in the inner cities. Unless we have this moral conversion, I dare say the prospects are not good.
Ray McGovern, stay there. I want to come back and talk about Iraq, the deteriorating situation there, deteriorating in Afghanistan as well rapidly. Meanwhile, Bush and his cronies are commanding armies that don't exist. But I believe they plan to fail forward. They want to get us into a war so big that they can then escalate. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Did you read God's answer to the lawsuit filed against him by the venomous Nebraska state senator? The serpentine suit accusing God of widespread terrorism and destruction. The court clerk said that an answer to the suit just miraculously appeared in his courthouse office. The clerk said there was no contact information on the filing, but Saint Michael, the archangel, was listed as a witness. And what was said in the filing? In summary, two things, basically. I am now reading from the Associated Press article that reported it. Quote, "Not so, says God. His response argues that the defendant is immune to some earthly laws and that the court lacks jurisdiction. It adds that blaming God for human oppression and suffering misses an important point." End the quote. Then that point was made, and it was a profound point, that all need, yea, must know and know now. And the point is, well, it is another untold story and is made and posted for a limited time at anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there and read this most important point at anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Anotheruntoldstory.com.
All right, we're going to keep Ray McGovern one more segment into the next hour. Then we've got the director of HARP joining us to talk about that program, current head of it. Well, they're heads of three different programs inside the HARP program. Ray McGovern, one of the chief analysts for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. We're in the times that try men's souls. I feel sorry for these little neocon followers that don't understand they're going to be paying 10, 12 bucks a gallon for gas, bare minimum, if this attack happens. I was just talking to you during the break, Ray, about the police state in this country, and you said, yeah, I've been arrested and convicted of unlawful assembly. And, I mean, you can be in New York, anywhere, Austin, Texas, and they'll walk over and say, you're not allowed to stand here on the street corner. There could be a guy with a sandwich board advertising tax preparation. He's fine, but you can't. And I think it's they just haven't taught our Bill of Rights Constitution in the schools. But before we get into Iraq, can you speak to that?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. You had your own experience at the Bilderberg thing. I'm sure you've shared that with your audience. And, you know, people are becoming more repressed and more fearful. This is taking many, many manifestations. So one of the neat things that's going on is that people are pushing the envelope here. People
pushing like, back.
Yeah, Colleen Riley, for example, out there in Minnesota. She was the FBI whistleblower, you may recall, during 9/11.
Yes.
She's taken to more mundane activities, encouraging and preparing herself these great big banners that they put over overpasses on the Minnesota highways. Why? Because it's legal. That's why. And she says the honks that they're getting and the support that they're getting is really masterful, and this is spreading throughout the whole country. It's something easily done. All you have to do is establish that it's legal and that nobody, you know, nobody drops any of these banners and causes an accident. So there are people pushing back, but it's the repression seems to be on the, on the offensive here.
Well, that's premeditated. They know that what they're doing is illegal, wrong, unconstitutional, despotic, and then you're seeing the final equation in that where they come in with the suppression. But I've heard the saying, make a dictator act like a dictator. I think this is backfiring on them. I don't think they're going to get the total acquiescence like they got in Germany here.
Well, I certainly hope not. We're not quite there yet, but I am very, very disturbed at the passivity, you know, indolence. So that people just, part of it is economic. They, you know, most people have two jobs these days. They don't have time to think about these things and they just let them slide. So we have to sensitize them to it.
That's right. Got to have a job just to pay for your gasoline to get to the other job. Reading over what special forces, what the CIA did in despotic countries to overthrow them, I'm not calling for violence, but some of the nonviolent things, the info war, using the weapons of the truth, I prosecute this like a war, and I think my listeners, they're doing that. That's why we're so successful here in banner hangs, micro FM, going into classrooms and handing out, you know, DVDs about what's happening. I mean, all of us have to get really aggressive right now against this tyranny, or it's going to go to another level. National draft, police state, martial law. Do you agree with that statement?
Well, I think the danger is there, Alex, and, all we need is another terrorist attack, and McCain's good friend there said this would really help McCain. Well, it'll help this regime as well. God knows, you know, they've got some of the regulations already prepared to even do things like impose martial law and postpone the election. So, yeah, this is a very dangerous time. I can't conceive of a more dangerous time on our country's history, at least during my lifetime,
in
the next 6 months.
I think it's as dangerous as Trenton in 1770, was it seven? I mean, I can't think of a more dangerous time.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. When we come back, five final minutes with Ray McGovern, back in 60 seconds, we're going to talk about the Iraq situation. But, yeah, I hardly got into all these neocons writing op-eds. Gary Hart writing a letter to Iran saying our government will stage terror attacks. You better do what we say. I mean, they really know that a lot of us know that they are involved in the terrorism, folks. And so it's an open threat to the whole world. These people are mad dog killers. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of vaccines to martial law can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rand Paul is here.
The freedom message.
Waking up people everywhere.
I'm Ron Paul, and you're listening to We the People Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get him up for a full hour in the near future. It's just such a great mind, and his predictions have unfortunately all come true and unfolded. We've only got 5 minutes left with him, and I forgot to ask him this question. Should have done it off air, but I really want his perspective. Because lately I've had like Army intelligence types come up and, you know, when I'm in a restaurant and say little threatening things or let me see they're following me, let me know they're there. It happened a lot in Virginia. Hey, do you want to attack the State Department with us? And then a day later, they're on the Bilderberg property with binoculars and, you know, laughing at me, following us, wearing clown masks, you know, just a lot. I'm actually having the black ops now physically mess with me. And why do you think they're doing that, Ray? Are they starting to get worried about us? I mean, is this a desperate attempt? Because it's not going to intimidate me.
Well, it won't intimidate you, Alex, but they're hoping that it would intimidate others. And that's, you know, that's part and parcel of their approach. Take torture, for example, you know. They know it doesn't work. Now, why do you do it? Well, one of the reasons is because they want us to know that they can do that. They want us to know that they can do that to American citizens, as they have to several. Also, torture is kind of a good way to get the kind of information that you want. You know, it doesn't have to be accurate. You just have to tell the Egyptians or whoever it is, to get the right kinds of answers to questions. So, you know, the total absence of any regard for the truth and the total absence of any regard for the Constitution is about the most unsettling situation.
But what about these farm boys, they get out of college, who 5 years later are threatening Alex Jones? And I would imagine you've had some of that same stuff happen to you. I mean, how do they get these guys to do this?
Well, I don't know. Part of it has to do with the educational opportunities, such as they are in this country. Part of it has to do with the macho culture and the media, once again. I think the media is the prime culprit here.
So they think they're Jack Bauer and I'm Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and, you know, Jack Bauer, you know, curiously enough, down in Gitmo, Jack Bauer was the, or 24, whatever it's called, was the big attraction. They all watched that, and they drew lessons from that, and actually they implemented some of those tactics, not realizing that they would be counterproductive, not realizing that the FBI was right. You don't get accurate information this way. But it was just chaos, very well
unbelievable.
Sort of orchestrated.
In closing, Iraq, new info came out from the GAO.
Yeah, this surge business, we had it pegged from the outset. The surge only had to do with preventing a definitive loss in Iraq before Dick Cheney and George Bush left. And so what we have now is the end of the surge, no more troops to surge anymore. It'll go back to the way it was, even though the violence is down temporarily. And there's no plan for post-surge. And that's what the Government Accountability Office made clear in their report. And, of course, the State Department non-concurs. And the Defense Department says, no, you got it all wrong. Well, I've been through this before. The name of that one was Vietnam. You couldn't trust the Army because they were an interested party. They were not telling the truth. But thank goodness we have a government accountability project, which is run by the Congress, not by the administration. They're telling it like it is. And the situation is no better now than it was before the surge. As a matter of fact, it's a little bit worse because the objectives of the surge, namely a political accommodation, which would allow us to withdraw gradually, that's as far in the future as ever. All we've got, or all our oil companies have got out of this, is the permission to go back in there and extract oil. And, you know, people who say this had nothing to do with oil, Well, look at what's happening now.
Well, exactly. It created artificial scarcity, which is what they were mad at Saddam for, overpumping in 1990.
Yeah, it's, you know, the strategic games here are the same as they've been since World War II. Secure the safe delivery of oil and gas from that part of the world and secure Israel and its what they hoped would be internationally recognized borders.
Now, Ray McGovern, we're out of time. I want to get you back up in the near future. Thank you so much for all the time, sir.
My pleasure, Alex.
God bless you. Let me just say bye to you during the break.
It is hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36 or Swiss rain ponchos now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Political Talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are trying to get Jim Bates, HARP Program Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate on. Ed Kennedy, U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. Dr. Paul Cossey, HARP Program Manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. And we just got a call from the public relations spokesman for Kirtland Air Force Base. And we're talking to him. He says they're about to call in, so we hope they come on. You know, we've had a few guests on talking about what they believe HARP does, what they admit it does. And I thought, you know, why not? And Trey, my producer, thought, why not get the people from HARP on? We had General Parton on years ago who headed up the Air Force's stuff on it, and he wouldn't talk about it. I mean, I had him on about some other issues with the military, and he was actually talking about his Sino-Soviet split paper he wrote that was then adopted into policy and then thrown out of policy back in the 60s. He became the head of Air Force Weapons Development. And just while we had him on, we took a call, and the caller said, "You directed HAARP." And he said, "Well, I'm not going to get into it. It's classified." So we'll see if these guys will come on and, I mean, tell us what HAARP is, at least from their perspective, or what they can tell us. I mean, let me tell you, they were very helpful. Trey called them last week and just said, "I want somebody on from HAARP." And they called back and said, "Okay, Jim Bates, HAARP Program Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate." What is HAARP doing with space vehicles? I mean, is this for scanning for satellites or missiles? That's what I was always told, is that it was an over-the-horizon radar system that went into space as well. But Parton wouldn't talk about that, but he did say it had something to do with that. Ed Kennedy, U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. We've had old Ben Livingston on, who was there for a while, the head of it with weather weapons. That was interesting. That was declassified. I mean, we just try to bring you, these are really interesting things. And we like to go directly to the source of where these programs are being carried out. And we did announce we were having these guests on, and we're a controversial show, and talking to the public relations guy, he was saying, "What do you want them on about?" And I said, "Look, I'm having them on about whatever they want to say." And I am here in the lurch. John, have we gotten any of these guys on? They have not called in. And do we still have the fellow who's, Mike, is listening in? Go ask him what the ETA here is, because I don't like doing this. And if we have to reschedule them, that's fine. I don't want to make a big issue out of this. We just wanted to have them on. Kind of like it was declassified, that the whole the weather weapons program's up till 75. And before it was any news article, I said, "Wow, my listeners have sent me these declassified documents," and they were online, Library of Congress. I said, "I better call Ben Livingston." And he was up in the Panhandle of Texas running a weather control company. We flew him to Austin and had him on. And he had talked about how they controlled hurricanes, steered them, directed them. And then Fox News, AP, and others picked up on that, Coast to Coast AM. And we do have some of the stuff that's been declassified about HAARP here. And I thought, why not go directly to the source instead of have people claim HAARP does this or HAARP does that? I don't know what it does because it's classified. So we just wanted to get the word from them. Oh, fantastic. Dr. Paul Cossey, HAARP Program Manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. Doctor, did I get that title correct?
That's correct.
Wow, this is just amazing to have you on with us. What is HAARP? I mean, there's so many rumors flying around, so many different things that have been said. One time I had an Air Force retired general on about a totally different issue, and a caller called in and said, "You were the director of HAARP for the Air Force," and he wouldn't talk about it. So I appreciate you guys coming on. What is HAARP?
Well, I always have to smile here because we certainly do like to talk about what HAARP is, because there's certainly a lot of what it isn't. It's been a favorite program in the growth of the Internet. We started about the time the Internet did, and somehow it got picked up and became a kind of a favorite blog for a lot of people. Unfortunately, what HAARP is and versus what it isn't are so different that it's hard to even get into that. So in terms of what it is, it's a research facility to conduct research in ionosphere and radio science, much like the type that started way back in the days of Marconi in the early 1900s, whenever they discovered that radio waves somehow got across the ocean, which was a great surprise. And that led to a whole growth of science in understanding the ionosphere, radio waves, and the physics and the chemistry of all those things.
That even led to sonar.
And, that's right. That's the acoustic type wave. It goes underwater. But in any event, in terms of the radio science and ionospheric work, that's gone on for tens of years, and over time it's led to obviously the development of many systems that we're very familiar with and quite happy with, including our modern communication systems and satellite comm and long distance comm, and even the global positioning radio system, which grew out of this type of research. So what HAARP is really kind of modern-day version and capabilities to extend and do those kind of studies, we hope, well into the next century. So it's radio science, it's ionosphere physics and chemistry, and even space science, because radio waves indeed go out into space.
Yeah, what is this part about Space Vehicles Directorate?
Well, those are some of the arcane names that get put on organizations. But in terms of the Air Force Research Laboratory, there are a number of directorates that focus in certain technology areas like aerospace, sensors, and space vehicles does connote in many senses.
Why? Because HART might be used to detect satellites or ICBMs or...
No. Now let me just say what the organization is, and you'll see how we're in there. The space vehicle has to do with a lot of the work in the directorate is involved with planning new satellite systems or demonstrations. So remember, it's a research lab. Most of the things.
Yeah. So there's lots of different experiments and programs that are going on, and so the overall
related to space, and in terms of the directorate that my group is involved with, that we are part of that directorate in terms of the name.
Well, sir, maybe the stories get started because there are so many different agencies and directorates and programs inside there that are compartmentalized. I mean, I have no doubt. I mean, I hear all sorts of wild stuff. That's why we've got you on. And so basically, but there are parts of it that are classified, obviously.
Let me put it this way. The HART program, we're very, very well known and known in the scientific community because most of the work we do is very basic research, I must say. And the description of the facility and looking at it and seeing it, there's nothing classified about it. It's in many ways, it's impressive because of its beautiful location, and it is a does consist of...
That's a good question. What is it? What's on there? I mean, all these antennas, what do they do?
Okay, those antennas are kind of, if you like, a kind of a special version of Radio Moscow or the Voice of America or the BBC. They're a high-frequency transmitting system, short-wave transmitting system, basically. However, it's a transmitting system to do research, and the energy from those transmitters and the antennas are directed upward. We're interested in studying how radio waves interact up in the ionosphere. We're talking about up over 50, 60, up to hundreds of miles and even thousands of miles into space. That's what the basic studies are involved with, whereas Voice of America, more conventional HF system for communications or broadcasting music, the energy is directed low and out of the ground because you want it to go far distance across the ocean and so
sure,
forth.
Sure, but let's say Voice of America is 1,000,000 watts. How many watts are you guys putting out?
That's a good example. The Voice of America is a radiated power of 1,000,000 watts. The completed HART facility, which is finished last year about this time, is a little more than 3.5 million watts.
3.5 million watts. What about people that say that it's for weather control or weather modification?
Well, it has, unfortunately, it's totally off-base. It has no interactions or affects anything with weather systems. Remember, the weather systems are relatively close to Earth. The jet stream and things like that are not all that high up there. We're talking about the HARP energy going up and interacting out in the areas hundreds of miles into space.
This is even going into the Van Allen radiation belt, isn't it?
The radio waves, if the high enough frequencies that can get through the ionosphere, go out into deep space. That's true.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Russians do advertise that they have these radio arrays that they claim clear the skies. That's like BBC News, Associated Press. The communist Chinese claim that they have smaller arrays that can manipulate the weather. I mean, can't you see that that's why people then think that what you're doing is similar to that?
Well, I don't know if I can see or even understand that. It's just that it has nothing to do with, HARP has nothing to do with such things. And, in fact, the physical basis for talking about that or interactions of radio waves to do things like that is unknown to me, I must say. That is to say, I don't know what the technical or physical base for people thinking that one could do that, even where that comes from.
Remember, you think it's just more of the Russians making stuff up then?
I can't speak for the Russians. I'll talk to you about heart, but I have no idea what you're saying. What they're saying or who's saying it. That's the other
okay,
thing.
Fantastic, doctor. You've got
a blog on the Russians. I have no idea.
You've got quite a bio. I apologize for not properly introducing you. Stay right there, so we're going to be right back after this quick break and see if some of your colleagues are going to be able to join us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Amen.
Just during the break, I typed into Google, Russians to clear skies for parade. I had remembered that headline from a few years ago. And Associated Press headline, nuclear missiles paraded across Red Square. And then it says, and then it goes into how they manipulated the weather with these different radio waves to clear the skies for the parade. Here is another one about Russia remembers World War II with lavish victory parade. And it says that they use these antenna arrays to clear the sky. So I think that's what gets tied in to heart because it looks similar. And I was talking to the director, Dr. Paul Cossey, HAARP Program Manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate, during the break. And he was saying that he had heard about some of those systems for knocking out fogs. So I mean, you are saying you have, Doctor, read about radio-type systems that do manipulate some of the weather.
Say that because I'm not familiar with that. I know there have been attempts, for example, to disperse fog. Now, often that involves with a lot of, I assume, fans and things like that. Now, the use of radio waves to do it is unbeknownst to me, but I don't have any competence in that area, and I'm not familiar with it, and I'm not aware of
well,
it.
Well, what findings is one of the top experts on HAARP in the world? I mean, what are some of the neat things that are declassified that you can talk about that you've been able to do with HAARP, or what data have you learned? I mean, we just want to know.
Well, as I mentioned to you earlier, HAARP is a radio science, ionosphere radio science program to do the kind of research that is not new in a certain way. It's been going on since the days of Marconi to understand how radio waves interact with the ionosphere in space, what those mediums do to it under various conditions, natural conditions, when there's solar disturbances. Because we know, for example, when there are solar disturbances, certain radio waves can get affected, even blacked out, and you have to go to other systems at different radio frequencies. And all this knowledge is gleaned over the years through radio science and ionospheric science and research. And HAARP is basically just a modern version to continue that research, hopefully, with more sensitive instruments, better diagnostic instruments, and more flexibility to understand how radio waves interact in the ionosphere and space, and whether we can exploit those to improve communications, navigation, whatever, radar systems. So it's nothing particularly new in terms of the ideas and concepts. It's bringing more modern tools, better capabilities with the new computer control systems, ways to...
But you're not denying that in separate government programs, there's been weather modification and weather manipulation programs. I mean, those have been declassified.
Well, again, I'm not involved with such programs, and I'm not familiar with them, and I can't speak to them, frankly.
How did you get into this? I mean, how did you decide to get a doctorate in all of this?
Well, you don't want my history because my graduate work was in an area totally outside of this. But then I was brought into the Air Force as an officer in 1967 and assigned to the Air Force Research Lab up near Boston. And I learned basically a new area outside of my PhD work. But that was great. There's nothing wrong with that. And I was assigned to a group in radio science and ionospheric science. And I liked it so much that when my tour was up in 4 years, I signed on as a civilian employee of the laboratory, and I've been there over 4 years.
Well, you talked about a lot of other programs going on, a lot of other directorates and groups. I mean, are you privy to all the programs going on with HAARP, or are you privy over one directorate?
What do you mean, the HAARP? HAARP is under the directorate I'm in, and it has no... Tentacles or no other wings in other places I'm not familiar with. It's a pretty self-contained program.
You just said that there. Okay, so it's one program there, but I know there's a lot of other agencies and things that are there looking at the data, and I guess they get space on the system to run their own test. Or I mean, how many different agencies are involved looking at the data, doing experiments?
Well, we have. It's a joint program, actually. It was set up as a joint program some years ago with the Air Force and the Navy, and then with the participation of, for example, the DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has been involved. In fact, all three agencies were the funders, over the recent 4 or 5 years that basically brought the facility to the capability it has. And so in terms of what HARP can study, radio wave interactions in the ionosphere and space, and how they might impact communications, radars.
Okay, stay there, sir. Final segment with our guest. He's the director of the HARP program, Dr. Paul Cossey. We really appreciate him joining us. Stay with us.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36. Or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor, do your country a favor, be the best you can be, and start taking Enerfood now. Enerfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enerfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enerfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enerfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enerfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enerfood because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
Hi, my name is August from ASAP Organics. ASAP Organics makes an OMRI-listed organic plant fertilizer containing all 14 essential microminerals to grow delicious, healthy food. ASAP Plant Minerals. Have you noticed a lack of taste in grocery store produce compared to the old days? I'm sure you have. That's because today crops are grown in huge fields that have been stripped of microminerals. Crops need microminerals to construct nutrient phytochemicals and flavor. It's that simple. Like ASAP Plant Minerals. ASAP Plant Minerals delivers the exact minerals to soil that all plants need to construct the phytonutrients we need, just like the old days. Look for the big green cross. We do for plants what the Red Cross does for people. Find us online at asaporganics.com or call us at 877-596-2727. That's 877-596-ASAP. You'll be glad you did.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with the
don't want no
director of the HARP program, manager for the Air Force Research Laboratory Space Vehicles Directorate. He's the head honcho over it all. We're unable to get to Dr. Jim Bates on and Ed Kennedy, the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory at the end said, oh, we don't think we're going to give him classification or allow him to go do that for some reason. I mean, if it's no big deal, and during the break you guys were saying you might invite me up to a HARP open house. I mean, Doc, if it's not anything so secret or anything, why would the Navy, who originally wanted us to have Ed Kennedy on, Dr. Ed Kennedy, why would they not want him on with us?
No, that's a little unfair to what's going on. Just like in our case, agencies have public affairs office to kind of funnel and channel questions so that they're consistent and the right people are involved, and that's usually done ahead of time. Unfortunately, in this case, I was only brought in just fairly recently because I've been out, but it was worked through the Air Force at Albuquerque, and that was Michael Kleiman in our office.
I understand. So it was just a snafu because it was set up
Soon. But the connection wasn't made through the Navy offices, and I wasn't realized until today, I guess. But normally I would have been.
Oh, so that's bureaucracy. They're mad that they weren't contacted. I understand, Doctor.
I mean, it just wasn't gone. It didn't go through the public affairs offices. That's all. That's always the case. It has to be done. It's just to have consistency and make sure the right people are involved and that there's, you know, not that everyone knows what's going on.
How many interviews have you done, Doctor, on HARP, I mean, for radio or TV?
Oh, there's been quite a few with newspaper people and magazine people, and a couple times, I guess, not live radio, but National Public Radio has asked questions, and then they actually send people to some of the open houses and get a little more and talk to us.
What's the best question you were ever asked?
What's that?
What's the best question you've ever been asked by the media?
Well, unfortunately, the questions are more tied to what it isn't, and so you get a lot of humorous questions asked, which are hard to answer because it's hard to say what you aren't. You know, you just kind of
like, are you hiding space aliens in the basement?
Yeah, or say, well, you know, one of the best questions I got was from a phone call that went on for 15 minutes. It was from a lady in Alaska, way in the early days of HARP, and that was concerned. And she went on for 15-20 minutes, and I patiently answered every question. And I thought I had brought around the understanding that we weren't harmful, and in fact, you know, we work there. Right? We can't. We're interested in our health too, and things like that. We went, you know, we're not fools. And I thought I convinced her of that. And at the end of this 15 minutes, she says, "That's what I thought you said, and I don't still believe a word you said." Well, you know, you get dumbfounded in something like that. You know, answered 50 questions from a very one at a time and very carefully, and then the answer is, "Well, I thought you'd say that, and I don't believe you." So that's the kind of thing. It's frustrating.
I understand. I get accused of things that aren't true. Look, I have no doubt that most of the program is what you say it is, and I'm sure that it does get confused with other programs and other things that are going on, because I've had the Father Weather Weapons on, and you know, there's all these declassified documents on that, creating hurricanes, steering them, killing them in the 60s.
Well, I see that, and we've certainly been accused of that, which is fascinating. Of course, we're not, you know, it's totally off the wall, but where those ideas come from even, where's the physical basis for them? Because, you know, I'm not aware of any physical basis.
Well, the weather control is with cloud seeding, the documented standard
that's
research.
That's a different thing. You know, you're talking about maybe putting chemicals up in the clouds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're not talking about some...
But see, people believe that with HARP, that chemicals are put in, and then, so some of the scientists have said, and then these different radio arrays then somehow energize those chemicals that have been put in the air, those metals, and that somehow that's part of a weather modification or part of some type of over-the-horizon radar. I'm not sure, but those are the different ideas.
I see those things, but I'm just flabbergasted because I don't know what the technical base is, and certainly it's nothing to do with HARP or any capability that HARP would have.
Remember, but there is a lot of classified stuff you're doing, though.
No, actually not. In fact, nothing I'm doing is classified.
Well, when I had General Parton on, who said decades ago he was involved in HARP, he wouldn't talk about it. But I had him on about another subject, and a caller called in, and he just said, "It's all lies. What you hear about, it's lies."
Well,
but it's classified, and I'm not going to talk about it.
I don't know who General Parton is or was, but if you're talking about decades ago, HARP is only got started even in the planning stages in the 1990s, and we really only finished the site last February, and now using it.
Well, he was the head of Air Force Weapons Development, and he said he'd been involved. I think he got out in the early 90s, so I'm not sure, but you might look that up. I'm sure he just wouldn't talk about it.
I'm the oldest person with the program. I was with it from day one, and I know of no such connection with anyone like that. And I'm, you know, that's just a fact.
Are there other radio testing systems that could be confused with that?
Again, if you're talking about other facilities, other programs, I'm not privy. I'm not aware of them. Again, HARP it does its interactions out deep, hundreds of miles up. Remember, the things that control your weather are much closer to Earth.
No, I understand.
In fact, you know, airplanes that fly in the jet stream produce more power than what HARP can.
But we know that the different space waves, the different types of particles that come into the atmosphere, they're now saying that's a large part of our weather. In the formation of clouds and...
What you're talking about
there. Well, I mean, that's a mainline scientific... you know, the sun and different particles that...
Yeah. Solar certainly affects, but in terms of the interactions of radio waves such as HARP, they're puny. Remember, lightning goes off tens of times a second all over the world and produces radio waves and strength and energy that just dwarf anything.
I understand. The sun is a huge
man makes, including
huge broadcaster of radio waves.
Yeah, I mean, it's just puny. We're puny. In fact, our interactions are so weak, we need to be where we are because it's what we call relatively quiet from electrical noise. And the interactions, the things we're studying that we can do with HARP are so weak out in space that we need very sensitive instruments just to detect them and just to try to understand them. But they do produce a method by which we can repeat experiments and try to understand these processes that occur when radio waves interact in a space medium. And that's important. And you understand... what affects your radio waves, good or bad?
Well, have you guys discovered anything? I mean, like a cyclotron, you know, discovers new particles. I mean, have you guys discovered any new theories or ideas or different laws?
A lot of basic research to understand the physical processes that occur when radio waves interact in an ionized medium up in space, and then try to understand those and hopefully apply them to applications-related ideas. The facility itself is for the research. It's not an operational thing to communicate with
anyone. I understand, pure research. What about other countries, the Russians, the Chinese, the European Union? Do they have similar programs, Doctor?
The European community has a facility in Tromsø, Norway, part of what they call the ICECAT community there, that actually was a facility... like HARP, it's been around a lot longer than HARP, to do the same kind of kind of research to understand the physics and chemistry and radio wave interactions in space.
Who do you pass your data on to once it's done?
Well, most of the work is published in open literature. In fact, if you go to the scientific, go to Google Scientific and type in HARP, you'll see hundreds of papers produced out of the research at HARP, and you'll see the authors are leading scientists in the university communities, for example, and the government laboratories.
Yeah. You brought up...
Published in the open literature. We've been a subject of articles in prestigious journals such as Nature, and our scientists participate in international conferences that are well-known around the world. It's in the open literature.
Sure. Shifting gears, Doctor.
I challenge you. Type it in. Go to Google the scientific part and type in just HARP, and I'm sure you'll see lots of papers being brought up and describing the type of work that's done there, and you'll see, by and large, university community is primarily involved with it.
Now, HARP is several different bases, isn't it? Several different facilities?
No, HARP is... We basically have a site up in Alaska, Gakona, Alaska, and I don't know whether it was offline that you mentioned, it was originally going to be way back in the 70s and 80s, there were plans to build a Air Force over-the-horizon radar system up at that facility back in those days, but with the change in strategic situation, that program was dropped in the 90s. And after a lengthy environmental approval process, the that site became available to us for the scientific purposes of building the HARP facility. That's, as I say, up in Kokomo, Alaska.
Okay.
That's the only location we have, but we do have diagnostic instruments at various locations on the ground in Alaska.
Photometers?
Photometers, those are optical-type devices that if the weather's right, so to speak, in space, a space weather, and there's not too much natural disturbances going on like aurora, it's what we call quiet, and on those kind of nights, when we send the radio waves from HARP up, we can produce miniature emissions of light that are somewhat like aurora things, but they're so weak that if there's any other natural aurora going on, we wouldn't see
them. I understand, and so you observe those. What are magnetometers or magnetometers?
Those are instruments that typically are set out all over the world to measure the Earth's magnetic field, the geomagnetic field that surrounds the Earth. And whenever there's like eruptions on the sun, like a solar flare or a magnetic storm, you'll see those magnetic field components vary and jump around, and then they'll get quiet when it's quiet again. So that's a way to measure the...
Yeah. Doctor, you just brought up something super interesting, though. I mean, we've only got 5 minutes.
We do have one at HARP. There's others around the lab. Oh, they're all over the place. They're typical or very normal scientific instruments for detecting changes in the Earth's magnetic field.
We've only got 5 minutes left with you, sir, and you just brought up something really interesting. I didn't know that. So you guys are able to mimic on a smaller scale the aurora borealis.
Well, in a very local region, we can produce an emission that, if you want, would be akin to something like that. But it's so orders of magnitude below what nature does.
I understand. Why are you taking photos of that? Why are you studying that, sir? A, why are you studying that? B,
well, what you do there when you do some of those kind of work. By seeing where those emissions occur, what altitude, what the wavelengths with them are, you can start to understand the chemical constituents. What's the, how much nitrogen, and what oxygen, and what's the percentage of things like that at various altitudes in space. That's one way to kind of sort that out, but it's a complicated thing. So that's
like a spectrometer?
Is kind of the same thing. Where you're measuring these emissions at different optical wavelengths, and different emissions will occur at different altitudes, for example, and it gives you an idea of where the interactions are occurring, how they move around, and what's the relative concentration of some of those constituents up there.
Amazing. In closing, two final questions. What causes the aurora borealis, and how are the radio waves causing a reaction that mimics that on a small scale?
Okay, they are actually different physical processes with a similar-like result. In the aurora borealis, you're normally dealing with charged particles from the Van Allen belts in space, what we call precipitating into the lower atmosphere. They actually come in lower than normal instead of bouncing out in deep space in the Van Allen belts in certain conditions, particularly after solar eruptions or geomagnetic storms. They can be channeled further down, and they get down to about 100 kilometers altitude where they collide with neutral atoms, which are more prevalent closer to Earth, and those collisions produce these emissions.
Is that because the magnetic field isn't as strong at the poles?
No, it's strong, and it's more vertical, and so the charged particles are able to actually somewhat be guided along the
magnetic. Oh, it's because it is stronger, it sucks them in.
And more vertical, so they can kind of come down to lower altitudes. And when they get down to where the air is relatively dense, relatively speaking anyhow, out at 100 kilometers, 60 miles up or so, that actually will cause the charged particles will knock off, collide with the neutral particles, and one of the reactions is the emission of of light at various wavelengths.
Got it. Here's the last question. We've only got 2 minutes. Sorry to interrupt you, Doctor. I could talk all day to you with limited time. Sorry I'm interrupting. Final question.
Well, when a radio wave does that, it's a little different. It goes up, and a radio wave interacts with the charged particles and causes them to vibrate, and then they bang into neutral particles, and that produces the emissions.
Gotcha. So it's a vibrating.
So it's a collision process in terms of what we're talking about.
Final minute, sir. Got to ask you this question. You brought up health effects, locals worrying about it. They admit in government reports that cell towers up close are bad for life, that cell phones.
Wow, who admits that?
There are thousands of government studies now where they've shown increases. But you're saying you're not worried about your health. But, I mean, with radio transmitters, you don't want to go sit on top of a radar dish or sit in there with the transmitters. That would be bad for you, right?
Well, I think one would be prudent if something was vibrating in your car, you wouldn't want to sit on it too long. But, I think those kind of questions are up, being studied by the appropriate organizations and people.
But you're saying you feel safe working up there and...
Oh, yeah. In fact, again, the fields that we encounter are so weak compared to what's just naturally around us that, as I say, we're puny. Now, the facility looks big. I mean, it's impressive in terms of the number of antennas and that, but that's just the nature of the technology. To be able to get a signal that we can measure hundreds of miles up, that signal, by the time it leaves the ground and gets out there, it's so weak that, it really has a hard time competing with natural.
Okay, Doctor, I want to thank you. I want to thank the Air Force Base for having you on, Dr. Paul Cossey. Just Google HARP. You can find the Air Force site there at Kirkland. Thank you for the time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let me say bye to you during the break.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
You know, I'm making a new film called Black Sunshine about the murder of JFK. And a lady who makes big Hollywood posters just sent me a Black Sunshine poster she made. It looks something better than what you'd see for like Independence Day or Star Wars. Unbelievable talent. And we got a great cover for Truth Rising, but we're having a new cover out when the first 10,000 or so get sold. Because I want to put this lady's cover out. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to email her back and thank her for it and post it on the web so people can see it. Just absolutely amazing. Marty, digressing off into other issues here, but I just saw it during the break and couldn't contain myself. The problem is I want to churn this Black Sunshine out, but it's such an important film. I want to take my time now, but I promise St. John Hunt, E. Howard Hunt's son, and Jim Marsh and others, I'd get it out quicker. But I'm just doing so much. I'm going in so many different directions. Yeah, Trey set up the heart people. When I got back in town late last week, and he said, I've set up the director of HARP, and I'm like, what? You should have heard it behind the scenes, though. They had this PR guy on the line with him the whole time. That's why his phone sounded muffled. And they put off this whole, you know, persona of it's no big deal, it's all above board. And I have no doubt that a lot of it is exaggerated, what you hear on the web, or they combine other programs in with it. Because there's hundreds of different programs fiddling with the atmosphere and, you know, oh, these radio waves aren't doing anything, but we can make Aurora Borealis with them. Which is exactly what the scientists we've had on say, that the technology they test and develop there is then farmed out in other programs. And I'm sure that the head of HARP doesn't even know about those other programs. That's how General Stubblebine was the head of Special Forces, head of Army Intelligence, and he didn't know most of what was going on in other departments. But Dr. Paul Cossey, they were really begging me to come up to HARP. And I was joking with them, saying, yes, you can replace me with an alien clone or something. Oh, God help us. You know the world's in a lot of deep trouble when having a discussion with the director of HARP is light talk, light discussion. But you notice I brought up, well, cell towers and cell phones are known to give you cancer. He's like, who says that? What? Ridiculous. Just thousands of government reports. Totally admitted, not debatable. The cell phone companies are saying use a hands-free. The cell phones are putting out now ratings saying we have the lowest, you know, microwave radiation emission. They say the Razor has the lowest. Working in radio, working around engineers, you know, they have it in a separate building. You don't want to be around the transmitter on an AM or FM. If it's big, not a little one. But if it's a 5,000 watt, 10,000 watt, 50,000 watt, 100,000 watt AM or FM transmitter, you don't want to be anywhere near it. It'll burn you. The radar dishes will burn you. I mean, everybody knows that. That's admitted. He was like, well, maybe there might be something to that, but the proper authorities are looking into that. Now, the way talking to radio engineers, radio science engineers, is that if you have an antenna, say, 100 feet long, for 100 feet out from it, it's putting fry you energy out. And then it cuts off by half at 100 feet. And then another 100 feet, it cuts down by half. So 1,000 feet out or something, you've got a tenfold reduction in the power of that wave. The problem is there's so many antennas, so many things all around us, and it's not the natural waves that we are accustomed to and that we're designed for and that even govern our sleep patterns. And there's major studies on that. So there was a lot of BS going on during that interview. I'll say that. But, hey, you got the interview. Who else gets you the director of HARP? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire
best for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Alex Jones Show, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, right here on We the People Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a little guest popping in the next segment. Then we're here with bated breath waiting for the Second Amendment announcement as if we don't know what it's going to be. Just finishing up with the Harp interview, he was trying to deny weather modification, weather control. And I could tell he was really trying to restrict what he said. And he did have a guy on the phone the whole time with him, the PR guy, saying, I'm not going on air, I'm just making sure all this goes correctly. They were ready to disconnect him at any moment. And for some reason, they didn't have Dr. Ed Kennedy on, his colleague, or the other guy from the naval end of all this. I'm done talking about it. Trey set it up, and we bring on the, quote, other side. And for other hosts that are going to flip out now and say that we're in league with HARP because we were able to get them on, you can call the PR people, and if you're willing to make 10 phone calls like Trey does, you might be able to get them on. But it's kind of like catching a fish. I had them up to the boat, and it fell out of the boat, but the line stayed in its mouth, and then I was about to catch three fish, and I drug one in. The incredible ignorance out there. It's like when I had Rothschild on. People were going, look at him. He had Rothschild on. He's in league with him. No, Rothschild put out a children's book brainwashing the children to hate themselves and accept, you know, carbon taxes, and with a stupid polar bear drowning on the front of it. And so we called his publisher and snuck attack him, and I'm not going to tell you our trade secrets, but we actually, it's a bit disingenuous how we get these people on. Now, we with the government, we didn't abscond them. We didn't divert them because we know they can find out. We just said, yeah, it's Alex Jones. And we wanted to have them on, and so that's why they were going, come on, Alex, we don't have space aliens up here during the breaks. Come on, come up here and see, it's really no big deal. Then he tried to deny that Parton was involved, and they did some checking, you heard, during a break, and came back and, okay, there was a program in the 80s. See, because they know that's going to, yeah, the PR guy was constantly in his ear the whole time on another channel, and then I'd hear him during the breaks talking, oh, hold on, I've got that unmuted where they can hear, let me talk to you now. Click, they'd be gone, and then have their little discussions. What a bizarre job I've got. I mean, it is just so bizarre. But I would like to hear better guests on other shows. And a lot of other shows get jealous and upset about how good our guests are. Why? We're all on the same team fighting the New World Order here. You can do that, too. If you actually work your butts off, you can get all the big guests, too. Boy, I got Trey working on a whole bunch of important guests right now for this week and next week. Just every time I tell you, it pans out. Lord willing, we got some big guests this week, big guests next week, huge guests coming up next month, later in the month. We've had some mega huge fish that have contacted us that we had right up to the boat in the info war, and who then got spooked and didn't do it. You wouldn't believe the people that have contacted me in the last few years and are fans of the show and what we do, who it would send shockwaves if they came on the show, but they chicken out. That's why you've got to appreciate the courage of a George Carlin, Charlie Sheen, a German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, an Italian president, a governor of Ventura, a Ray McGovern CIA, a Bill Christensen CIA. Did you hear McGovern? Without me pushing him, he was saying the government would stage terror attacks. This is the guy that briefed Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. You understand, this stuff is real. This stuff is happening. This stuff is going on. Tons of news on the attack on the internet, huge new taxes, control, police state, energy, Second Amendment. 2 hours left. Stay with us.
Chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor. Do your country a favor. Be the best you can be and start taking Enterfood now. Enterfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enterfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enterfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enterfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enterfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enterfood because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add a siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36. Or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just had the director of HARP on. Putting out quite a bit of baloney. You can look at that two ways. They're trying to be deceptive, or they are very, very nervous. And are afraid of what the public thinks of them. You know, in the past, they would not come on and do PR pieces on my show or really any other show. But they're doing more and more of that because the government realizes they're losing so much credibility. But we will talk more about that. We're all waiting with bated breath for the Second Amendment ruling. They ruled on it months ago in secret. It's how the Supreme Court works. Then they went to their spring recess. They had a closed-door meeting, supposedly to give oral statements if they wish. Many times, especially Clarence Thomas, doesn't choose to give a oral statement or comment on why he ruled away. Some of the justices always rule. Others rule some of the time. But the point is, they met yesterday and were supposedly going to release their rulings. And I've been on their website as of about 30 minutes ago. I'm on there right now. And I'm not seeing ruling on the Second Amendment. This is very ominous. And I set up Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman coming up in about 50 minutes to try to comment on whatever the ruling was today. And it hasn't happened yet. In fact, I can't radio broadcast and Google at the same time. Hey, Aaron, do a Google News search under Second Amendment Supreme Court ruling or Supreme Court rulings released. And because it's going to come out any minute. I mean, it's sometimes they do announce the day after. In a few rare cases, like a week later. This is bizarre. I mean, we need to find out now. And we'll continue to watch this for the next 2 hours while we're live and cover that for you. I got a bunch of other financial news, military news, taxation news, internet news, very important coming up. But also what's important to this show is our sponsors. We can't bring you this radio show without our sponsors. This show wouldn't exist. I mean, I have a small organization of 15 people. I'm about to expand to probably 20. But when you have a small number of people, it's hard to expand because you're so busy tied down with your other workload. I'm not complaining. I'm saying we are trying to go to the next level. We have a warehouse we just signed a lease on 3 weeks ago, and we're moving into that. They're building a new wall, partitioning some areas so we can have offices. We're trying to start a TV show, then TV network. There'll be a lot of opportunities soon. Please don't come bang on our office door wanting a job now. Send in resumes, whether it's in video, internet, sales. We're going to have room for a lot of people. I say five people, but interns or people that want to have test runs with us. The thing is, this is not a social party time here. A lot of other patriot groups and folks, it's a big social deal. This is work. This is grueling work. This is focused work. This is not a game. This is the big leagues and the fight against the New World Order. But that said, we couldn't have done this without our sponsors. And one of our oldest sponsors is Marty the Soap Man. And I've told you the story. It's great organic soap. It's been around 58 years, since 1947. He started it when he got out of the Chemical Weapons Corps in World War II and with his daddy. Now his son and their son work there in Oakland, California. And because it's directly from them, you get it at 85% off. And I learned about this soap word of mouth and used them for a year before I thought to get them as a sponsor. And that was when I first started getting sponsors. Before that, I was literally three people, and all I did was sell my videos and could barely operate. And I'm really proud of Marty and the fine product he's got. But the reason it's so important that he worked for the Chemical Weapons Corps is that that's why they freaked out and looked at the ingredients of how they were getting rid of soap when he came back from World War II and were moving into detergents and chemicals. The oil companies took over the soap industry. So really, he's just old-fashioned soap. It's vegetable and fruit, the essence of cherry and almond, and you save 85% off. And it's something you can do to hurt the New World Order is to move over to it. Marty, it is always wonderful to have you on once a month with us. And it's just great to be part of your fine product's success story.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that very much. And I want to take care of your listeners. And my number for today is 365. $3.65 per week for all your cleaning supplies, your bath soap, your hair soap, your dish soap, your laundry soap, your cleaning accessories. $3.65 a week. What's it costing you now? You can't compare. We're buying detergents that are costing you, for every dollar you spend in the supermarket, 17 to 21 cents of that dollar goes for cleaning chemicals. And that amounts to almost $20 a week out of your grocery store bill. That's $80 a month. That's almost $1,000 a year going down the drain with nothing to show for it. Well, we counter that. How about $15 a month for everything delivered, including shipping, taxes, whatever, including consultation on all your cleaning problems? We take care of you. We have an exclusive for Alex Jones to get a year's supply of Pure Soap products, for including the shipping and the freight, about $180 to $190 per year, and that breaks down to $3.65 a week. Can't beat it. I know you're going to say, it's too good to be true. It's good, and it's true. I couldn't be here and tell you that if you didn't know it was true. I don't believe in extreme exaggerations.
Well, Marty, the people perish for lack of knowledge, and they will pay 85% more for toxic sludge that, in hundreds of studies and their own admissions, are causing asthma, allergies. And look, in my own family, if we run out of your soap or one of the other organic soaps we use, my wife still buys some stuff at the Whole Foods that, by the way, costs three times what the inorganic costs when you are 85% less than inorganic. I mean, it's usually pay more for organic. You pay less with Marty. But any time we're on vacation or at family's house, like clockwork with my son especially, and I was the same when I was a child, if somebody washes his clothes in Tide or in one of those other ones, he gets rashes all over him. We'll be driving down the road 2 hours after he gets dressed in the morning, and he'll be, "Daddy, it hurts, my bottom hurts, my leg hurts," and he'll have a rash on his back, on his hind end, from the stuff that's in the regular detergents. Why is that, Marty?
Well, what you didn't include was that Tide, spelled backwards, is eat it. And it does that to the skin. It does that to the clothing. It's stronger than dirt. That's what they advertise. Stronger than dirt. It's too strong. It deteriorates the fabric of the clothing. Lint is broken clothing from the detergents. They make it strong, so it strips the soil, deteriorates the soil. It also harms your skin, your clothing, your washing machine, everything it comes in contact with, and is controlled by Procter & Gamble, the largest chemical manufacturer in the world. They did last year $50 billion worth of business. That's B, billion. They spent 10% of that, $5 billion, on TV advertising, billboards, newspapers, magazines, to promote the consumer, to hypnotize the consumer, to have them believe that this is the end for cleaning.
And these ads are so ridiculous. It's like a woman will be depressed and it's a dark, dusty day, and then as soon as she opens the Tide package, flowers shoot out and life's wonderful. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, with the perfumes in there to smell beautiful, perfumes are toxic. Perfumes burn the skin. Who needs it? You have a choice now, and this is what we feel, an American choice of getting back to good old-fashioned 18th, 19th, and early 20th century soap, real organic soap made from coconut oils and vegetable oils and not waste petroleum and not sodium chlorides and not perfumes and all these things that do more harm than good and costing you more than it should.
Now, Marty, you've got a whole line of great products, very simple, but you've got a tote bag that is a sampler that's basically at your cost just for folks to try it. You also have free catalogs. Tell them about that.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't believe me. They think I'm exaggerating with puffery and extremism. I've been doing this for 61 years when I started with my father in 1947, and we feel that people don't believe it's fine. Get a free catalog. Won't even cost you a phone call to get that. You're really still skeptical. You're not sure. Try our month sampler of laundry soap. It's a one-month sampler. It lasts a family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, for $20 plus shipping to your door. Guaranteed, insured, you will find a whole new world opening up for you. We're going to take you out of coach and put you into first class.
Marty, give them the toll-free number.
1-800-340-7091. 800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com. It's right there.
Well, Marty, I've got to hold you over because I got to get a limerick from you and briefly talk about some of the things that are in the toxic detergents and shampoos and things. I mean, folks, the studies I'm reading, separate from Marty, about how they're telling people that have acne now, just get away from the harsh detergents. It's eating your skin. And when I was a child, I remember my mother had to get off Tide and a few other products that would make me break out with red rashes. I mean, this is not good for you. And it's a great sponsor. You save money. And it's good for you. 1-800-340-7091. 5starsoap.com. Stay with us.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan Crystal Salt Lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Every breath.
segment with Marty the Soap Man, fivestarsoap.com. I only bring you sponsors I personally use, sponsors I believe in, sponsors I think are great values. And I believe you should filter your water. I believe you should try to save money and be healthier by having non-detergent, non-petrochemical cleaning products and shampoos and lotions and bar soap. I think you should own firearms for your protection, though we don't have any Second Amendment sponsors. We should. I believe in preparedness. We do have great sponsors on that end. I believe in precious metals, evidenced by look at the rise in their price the last 3 years, more than doubling. And I believe in freedom and liberty, and I believe in Marty the Soap Man. Marty, again, great having you on with us. Just in closing, give me a well, before we do a limerick, for people that don't know, when you say there are sometimes hundreds of chemicals just under the term perfume, or when you look at the things that are admitted to be in shampoo or creams, I mean, it's crazy. Marty, how do they do this? We just had Marty, and then the phone disconnected. Call him back. I want to get his limerick. It'd be bad luck to not get Marty's limerick. They get so many calls when he's on, though. It swamps their phone system. Yeah, 1-800-340-7091. Ought to have Marty Edwards as a regular guest sometime to really talk about what is in the detergents. You shouldn't call them soaps. And then just the fact that in most of these products, half of it's salt, sometimes more. It's just filler. It's just a total scam. Marty, I wanted to get a limerick from you, my friend.
Yeah, you got cut off real fast. I'll be happy to do it. I've got an old one and a new one.
Okay.
The old one is requested by many of the listeners, and it goes like this. A bee's a busy little soul. He has no time for birth control. That is why, in times like these, we have so many sons of bees.
Marty.
Now, here's a real old one. There was an old justice named Percival who said, I suppose you'll get worse if I'll send you to jail, so I'll put you on bail. Now, wasn't Judge Percival merciful?
Oh, Marty. 1-800-340-7091, fivestarsoap.com. Folks, call and get a free catalog or get that $20 tote bag and take the challenge. You'll be impressed with it. You've heard the listeners call in and say, wow, this really is great organic cleaning products and soap. Marty, thank you for everything, my friend.
My pleasure. Good. Looking forward to hearing from you next month.
You bet. Take care, Marty. You know, I was just thinking, I'm going to come back and cover a bunch of news. I was just thinking about how amazing life is. I know I say this every day, but in different ways. It's just so incredible. And all of the amazing humans that have lived before us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the creations, the things we've made, the things we've built, the poetry, the ideas, the quotes, I feel like I know these poets and philosophers and people, some of them I've read thousands of years ago, some of them dead for thousands of years, some of them whose bones are dust, some of them who died just a few days ago. You know, I got a few criticism emails when I said I like George Carlin. I said I agree with about 90% of what he had to say. I didn't agree with George Carlin cynically not believing there's a God because he couldn't see it. I don't, but at the same time, I'm not a big judge. I think overall he was a good person. He was a rebel. And I'm sad that he was so cynical and so worldly that he could never experience other things in life that some of us have experienced that he hasn't experienced, like Dennis Kucinich waxing religious, or I wouldn't even say religious, spiritual here, saying he doesn't care if they kill him. During the break, he said even more to me, but saying that because he's committed, it's a spiritual fight, it's a spiritual journey. Dennis Kucinich didn't used to be like that, but fighting evil will bring you to another level. I don't know how to explain it to people. I mean, I still am a complete joke. I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm a big mouth. I'm a crass blackguard half the time. But I'm growing, and I can see myself growing, and my love increasing, and my intellect increasing, and my wisdom increasing. And I know that my life will be over before I know it. It just goes by so quickly. It's like waiting at a bus stop, and you're waiting 30 minutes. You think it'll never come, and then sure enough, you start daydreaming, looking at the bluebirds in the trees, and here comes the bus pulling up. Well, that's your death, folks. So make sure that you leave stuff behind that's good, because that's how you live forever. You live through the species. We'll be right back.
News, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're live here, 4 hours, back to back. And then, we retransmit on the internet 4 hours consecutively until 20 hours later when we are back live. It's not hard to find Alex Jones every day. 5 days a week, right here in the catbird seat on the front lines of the info war. Okay. The news, ladies and gentlemen, and there is plenty of it here in front of me. We'll get into the Second Amendment, the grave ruling coming down the pike any minute, any hour, any day now with Larry Pratt. And, of course, Aaron Zellman. And we'll have open phones on the issue of the Second Amendment and what you're going to do. Now, I do this every few months. I'll have guests on a topic specific. And our callers are so spoiled with no screening, no nothing, that when I occasionally say I want to be on subject, people call in and have a tractor they want to sell, or they want to talk about space aliens or whatever. The point is that I will take calls next hour, and a lot of them, but I want to hear what you have to say about defending the Second Amendment, what you're going to do if they start trying to restrict it, what the Second Amendment means to you, ideas you've got to wake up conservatives that the Second Amendment is under the greatest attack ever sustained, like every other section of the Bill of Rights. I want to hear from you next hour. In fact, I'll even take some calls on the Second Amendment before our guests join us. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call in during this hour with any other subjects you want, but next hour I'm only taking calls on the subject of the attack on our right to defend ourselves, our right to protect ourselves. The surest sign that you're living in a despotism, you're living in a tyranny, you're living in a society run by crooks is when they come after your guns. Okay, let's go over the news here. Bolton says Israel will attack Iran before next president sworn in. Speaking to the London Telegraph, John Bolton, a former United Nations weapons ambassador appointed by President Bush, has predicted that the state of Israel will attack Iran's nuclear sites before the next U.S. president is sworn in. A bunch of other officials and former officials are saying the same thing. They're saying it's probably going to be after Barack Obama is elected. It's a threat. They say if you don't elect McCain, we're going to attack. It's bizarre. As if Barack Obama isn't a warmonger. In an interview with the UK's Telegraph, Bolton said the Arab world would be pleased at news of such an attack. Well, that's kind of true. The Wahhabist Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia will be pleased with an attack on the Shiites. In the reaction, we'll be positive privately, he added. I think there will be public denunciations, but no action. However, Bolton panned the idea that an attack on Iran would be carried out by American forces, stating the administration has essentially given up the possibility. They know full well that if Iran gets hit, they've already put up with terror attacks and staged U.S. Special Forces ops and Al-Qaeda attacks. Yeah, that's right. Run by our criminal government. Don't roll your eyes, good old boy. The White House admits it. God, you're incredible. I know they're out there everywhere denying it. That's ridiculous. We fought Al-Qaeda. They think you're so dumb. They run Al-Qaeda publicly. I just had Ronald Reagan and George Bush's chief advisor on. And he was telling, yeah, I brought that up. He said, yeah, our government runs Al-Qaeda and attacks Iran. You understand that? Can you get that through your pea brain? It's real simple. They treat you like a complete idiot. Stop letting them treat us like idiots. This is dangerous. They may carry out another Al-Qaeda front attack any day in this country or in Europe or in Israel. All the big, rich Jews are running out of Israel. All of them. They're the richest guy left a few months ago. They're selling their houses. They're leaving. I think that's a major sign that they're going to blow the daylights out of Israel. Oh, God help us. World War III will then start. Can't all of you see what we're on the edge of? I said I'd cover all the news, and I've just spent 5 minutes on one article. It's just too insane. Okay, that's Bolton. We got corporate media loathe to explain real outrage behind terror comments. Press fails to point out track record of neocons contracting for attacks. The media circus surrounding McCain advisor Charlie Black's statement that another terror attack would be a big advantage in the election contest has completely failed to explain why such comments are so disturbing. We've had governors, Republican Party heads, state heads, syndicated columnists, op-ed writers, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld in tapes saying how wonderful more attacks would be and how we need more attacks. And they wrote PNAC documents before the attack saying it'd sure help them get their New World Order in. They did it. They write letters to Iran. The head of the CFR board that gave us the Homeland Security System, Gary Hart, it's bipartisan. Newt Gingrich is on the same committee. Wrote and said, We stage terror attacks. You better do what we say. Don't think the American people are against the war, that we can't stage an attack and that they won't go along with it. Then we went and asked Gary Hart about his letter, and he said, yeah, I wrote it, and it's our government may stage an event. There's no debating it. They think you're so dumb that they... I have predicted that Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary Clinton 5 years before it happened. It happened. I mean, I predicted a lot of stuff, and you think it sounds crazy when I predict it. The way they're going, if it continues, I predict they may come right out and basically say, we carried out the attacks, but it was for your own good. I've already had special ops people email me on the street and stuff, go, yeah, so what? Maybe we did it. You got it. The people are wimps. We got to get them motivated to fight the Muslim threat. I mean, they know we know they did it now, so they're kind of just going, well, we did it for your own good. You murdering bastards. And we put out the trailer for Truth Rising that's mainly about the first responders, which is about a third of the film. The main message is get them treatment, the police and firemen. And I got emails and message posts and YouTube post in the comments where it's confirmed to be them. It's their handle. It's their link to their page. And they are Marines. They are Army. And they're saying, we're going to kill you, Mr. Jones, for this, for making this film. We are going to kill you for saying get our police and firemen and emergency workers treatment. That's how evil their cadres are. I'm the bad guy. I am bad. We are the bad guys. You understand that? A lot of these guys know the attack was an inside job. They like it, folks. These are sick, 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 sick people. You understand our government for 50 years has been training death squads in raping and torturing children in front of their parents? It's all declassified. And I demand that those of you that support this system stop denying it to yourselves what you're part of. And you look in the mirror and you decide, you work for the system, you empower the system, you protect the system, and I don't mean from violence. You protect it by canceling our websites, shutting down our sites, going after us, threatening us, suing us, confiscating our cameras, arresting us for free speech. I mean, these cops and military that you see now on the streets of America, the military intelligence, they admit spies on tens of thousands of Americans personally. They got smiles on their faces. There's an article in mainstream British news about cops provocateuring and how they're smiling and enjoying it. Pretexts for the police to attack peaceful crowds of women and children and old men. That's what it describes. It's fun to kill freedom. It's fun to be thugs. It's fun to dress up in black uniforms and get away with evil. Let me tell you something. It isn't fun. You think you've got power, but it's only for a season. And I'm not talking about us coming after you. Do you? It's kind of like in a few cartoons where you'll have like the little goblin or the little creature or the little cat, kind of like in the Looney Tunes, where you'll have the kitten scaring the mouse. The kitten and the mouse are fighting, and the mouse is beating the kitten up. And then the mouse suddenly is terrified, and then the kitten feels real powerful and rises up and says, oh, now you're scared. But right behind the kitten is their mama, the big giant one with teeth. Or, you know, they've got lots of cartoons like that, where it's a baby grizzly bear fighting with some other animal, and it's losing, and then the other animal runs off scared, and the baby grizzly bear feels tough and doesn't realize its mama's behind it. You think we're scared of you and you're on bestial, low-level power trips because you wear black uniforms and get to intimidate people and get to run around playing secret agent and you're all jacked up in your career and make excuses for what you're part of? And you think I'm sitting here in horror of you? No, 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 no. I'm looking at what's behind you. But it isn't your mama. It isn't your friend. It's going to eat your butt, too. Do you understand? I'm sitting here going, oh, my gosh, look at that. And you think I'm going, oh, my gosh, look at you. No, 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 no. You're the leading edge. You're the cannon fodder. You are being murdered by your own masters in a eugenics program conservatively 100, 200 times the size of the Manhattan Project in funding and scope. The entire global government, our entire government, everything they do is to carry out your organized sterilization, your organized murder. And you laugh and you giggle in your own little suppressive culture. And, oh, listen to these nuts. Listen to these kooks. Look at what they're saying now. But everything we talked about is true. Recruiting 26,000 preachers to covertly have them go teach government sermons about submitting to government and taking forced inoculations and going to labor camps and teaching flocks to accept their families being broken up. Cops coming up and taking people's video cameras, ordering the slaves around, saying there's no right to demonstrate. I mean, you're the bad guys, period, period. And don't give me that crap that you do all this because Al-Qaeda. Give me a break. Give me a break. I remember 3 years ago, it was almost 4 years ago, we got the Republican strategy memo about how they wanted attacks and how great attacks would be and how they really needed them. You said it wasn't real. We read public PNAC documents that are public, publicly published by the think tank saying giant terror attacks are what they need for their new world order and they need them fast. You said that isn't real. You deny reality when it's in your face. I can't tell you how many government bureaucrats and people that serve the system that have laughed at me. And then years later, they send me emails going, oh, my God, oh, my God. I took my 18-month-old in. They got their next round of shots, and he had a seizure that night. Oh, my God, man, I laughed at you. It's true. Jesus, help me. What do I do? You say you know detoxes. What do I do? Help me. I've had them call up here at the office. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I used to listen to you 10 years ago, and then I became a detective, and I found out my department is dealing drugs. My God, this stuff's real. But more often than not, you decide to go ahead and deal the drugs and make excuses about why you deal them. It's disgusting. I'm pontificating. They now publicly come on TV and say we sure need terror attacks. They sure do help us. And then people ask me, why would the government stage an attack? They're telling you why it would help them. An aide says there was a plot to kill Ahmed Dinajid that the U.S. and Israel tried to kill him in Baghdad and in Rome. Israel is exercising for nuclear disaster with Iran. Reuters and Yahoo and the New York Times reported Friday that Israel carried out a major military strike this month, described by unnamed American officials as a rehearsal for mayhem, i.e. a powerful attack on Iran's nuclear uranium enrichment plant. And they're preparing for all-out war and counterattacks and everything else. There's big disinfo stories in the AP. Something's fishy. Experts say gas prices should be $2 a gallon, not $4. And then they go into some quotes by government people blaming it on speculators. It has nothing to do with that. And I find no adults. I find no one on financial shows. But you talk to financial people at oil companies and last night, I just so happened to be somewhere at dinner where there was an oil company chief officer there, and I was talking to him, and he was going, yeah, no, it's all the dollar, that's right. And he said, thank God for any speculation. The speculation's in the drilling, mainly, running around drilling everywhere, which is good. It actually causes exploration with larger wildcats that then cut out the big monopolies that are not drilling because they want to artificially suppress oil. It's availability to jack up prices. You heard me with Ray McGovern, former chief CIA analyst for the president. You heard, and I said, it's They don't want oil to flow. And he said, that's right. That's what this is about. See, the neocons get up and say, see, less oil's flowing. We didn't do it for oil. Knowing they're talking to people that have minds less than that of a child. Just looking through a mercury chemtrail fluoride haze. Listen to this. Oil prices will not come down, says OPEC boss. And they said, no, they're not going to be coming down. They just want stability. And they said on the weekend, I sat there and watched the OPEC meeting. This is the London Telegraph. They said, look, the dollar's been devalued, and that's the end of it. And it's not our fault that speculators are trying to get out of the dollar, so they're rushing into commodities that has increased at some. But the lion's share of the increase, 70%+, is the dollar devaluation. And there's nothing we can do about it. Your governments did this. But you'll never hear that in our news, because truth is something that just can't be heard on mainstream-controlled whore media. Okay. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Ray McGovern kept making the point when he was on with us in the first hour. He's back on for a full hour next week.
You know what I'm talking about.
that it's the over-the-topness of the criminals running the government that even makes him stagger. I mean, it's just, again, I keep saying it, memos about how they sexually torture small children, running giant child kidnapping rings of Christians. It's okay to kill Muslims. Secret police, public martial law plans, FEMA camps being built, funding Al-Qaeda, running Al-Qaeda, attacking all these countries. To have Al-Qaeda attacking Iran and then saying Iran's Al-Qaeda. I mean, I know I keep repeating it. It's so incredible. But Jordan Maxwell brought it up yesterday, and I've run into it. A lot of young people, I'm talking about teenagers, don't know where the sun goes. I mean, they're the equivalent of gibbering, ignorant savages. They know nothing. They don't know where meat, a lot of them just have to go. You'll say, you ever thought about where a package of meat comes from? And they'll go, huh? And see, for us that are tuned into this show and tuned into alternative news, it's hard for us to believe until you look at the studies. 80-something percent of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is. More than half the population of your average state can't name the capital of their state. I mean, they don't even know what government is. They're just, I mean, I've got the proof. I've got state police. In Road to Tyranny, they find a pocket constitution at a checkpoint, and the cops are like, one of them starts going, I can't believe it. I can't. He's like he's found video of children having their heads cut off or something. But that's okay, actually, because actually, in their twisted world, that's good if it's fighting Al-Qaeda that we run. But then if it's a pocket constitution, he's, I can't believe it. Look at all this paraphernalia. Pocket constitution. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I mean, just mindless trash. Mindless, wicked, evil, hog-like demon. You idiot. You swore an oath to that sacred document, you piece of mindless jellyfish excrement. I mean, how could I not be disgusted with you? Look at you. You are pathetic. You're bringing down our whole society because of your ignorance out there. Folks, I read this article out of England. Listen to this. The war on photographers. You're all Al-Qaeda suspects now. When you hear the phrase helping police with their inquiries, does an image of dedicated selfless citizenry instantly spring to mind? Or do you wonder whether the reality is not slightly more sinister? How about a voluntary handing over film to the police and they physically grab it from you? Stephen Carroll is a keen amateur photographer with an interest in candid portraits. Then it goes into mainstream people being grabbed here now. Street photography, he calls it. December of 07, he was in the center of Hull taking photos. Unfortunately for him, his actions were spotted by two local policemen. They stopped him in the middle of the boots and asked him to accompany them outside. There they told him that he had been taking photographs of sensitive buildings, one said. I'm taking your film. Mr. Carroll requested an explanation. He asked whether he was obliged to hand over the film. In vain, every time he asked back came the same response. I'm taking your film. RoboCop is alive and well and apparently working in Humberside. When he eventually handed over his film, he was asked to turn out his pockets and show what other film he had. The police filled out one of their ubiquitous forms, this one labeled Stop and Search, and went on their way. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, 533-1139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Uncover the Truth with Catherine Albrecht, live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday to Friday, right here on We the People Radio Network.
Okay, Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman this hour will be joining us to talk about the sustained attack on the most basic of rights, the right to defend yourself from the criminal rogue government, as well as the average scumbag trying to invade your home in the middle of the night. Our journey towards enslavement is nearing completion. Fourth Amendment completely overturned and abandoned. First Amendment annihilated. They're moving forward against every one of the most basic rights. Here in the final days of the old republic, will we be able to have it rise again like a phoenix from the ashes? Or will the new technocracy of dehumanization reign supreme? Loaded phone lines to talk to Larry Pratt coming up in the next segment. We'll get to all of you on the Second Amendment. Finishing up with a story out of the Register out of the United Kingdom. I experienced this. We'd be quietly videotaping in London, interviewing people on the street, and cops would walk over and say, "Get out of here. I'm going to arrest you. No cameras, no interviews." And I'd say, "But is there a law?" And they just say, "I'm putting you in the database right now." And I learned it was a terrorist database. And they hire provocateurs. That's in the news today. Police dress up and go to rallies and start fights to get people arrested. That's all admitted. Mainstream news. And the news kind of says, maybe that's good. You know, maybe that's what freedom is. It's kind of the whole attitude. Well, our news is like, maybe torture's good. You know, maybe all of this is okay. This is this great evil. But in D.C., in Austin, Texas, all over, I have cops walk over and say, "Turn your camera off. You're not allowed to be protesting. You're not allowed to stand on the street corner." But England is the worst. So they're going through where they just come up. There's no law. They just grab your film, frisk you, take it from you. It doesn't matter. It says if you're mainstream press, they still do it. They put up all their cameras surveilling us. They watch what we're doing. They face scan us. But then we don't go out and videotape them. I mean, this is total police state. This is total East Germany. I mean, it's happening. And it goes on. Mr. Carroll requested an explanation. He asked whether he was obliged to hand over his film. In vain, every time he asked, back came the same response. "I'm taking your film," RoboCop said. When he eventually handed over his film, he was asked to turn out his pockets and to show the other films he had on them. The police filed out of the ubiquitous forms, this one labeled "Stop and Search," and went on their way. On the form, quite clearly read, are the words "seized films." No judge, no jury, no due process, no process. Just arbitrary judge, jury, God, absolute king of earth, thug. What are we to make of this? A statement from Humberside Police reiterated that Mr. Carroll had been photographing sensitive buildings, and that's anywhere sensitive. And remarkably bullish, as they pump the country full of foreigners, by the way, they added that they would expect other officers within the force to act the same manner if they're given a similar situation. But what situation? And then it goes on to say, this is seriously alarming stuff. These stop and talks. They just stop and interrogate you and then put you in a database. This is seriously alarming stuff. It's bad enough on its own, but coupled with long catalog of other incidents that have been reported recently, it begins to look like a pattern. The government's ordered this. What are you talking about? They arrested a woman for reading a newspaper, stopped and reading a newspaper. That was in the London Telegraph last year. And the cops said that it had a headline about "Stop the War," and that people on the street weren't allowed to see you think I'm joking, folks. You can go look it up. That the officer didn't like that headline. I mean, this is, I'm God. This is drill camp. You're at West Point. You're a cadet. Shut up, slave. You are a freshman cadet. I'm going to line you up. I'm going to tell you you got no rights. I'm going to tell you I'm arresting you for that newspaper. Cop walks by, sees a person reading a newspaper with a coffee. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and arrest you. See, it's meant to be insane. It's meant to be crazy. So you'll accept anything, like the White House writing memos saying rip children's genitals off with pliers. They did that. I mean, it's a searing of the conscience. It's a bathing in a tyranny. And then it goes through all these examples and has links to news organizations where it's happening to their people. And the cops steal the cameras. Just criminals, hardcore crooks, there to savagely bring you to submission. And now in Canada, they catch you without a ticket on a train, you are tasered for punishment, torture.
Now. Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard-to-find objects like real-wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. MaineMilitary.com. With free shipping on items over $150. Not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kits for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add brand new Israeli gas masks to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. Their website is adding wholesale items all the time, like Uzi mag pouches. Get a dozen for just $36, or Swiss rain ponchos, now for only $42 a dozen. And survival saws are just $60 a dozen. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Several months ago, the Supreme Court ruled in secret, as they always do, on the meaning of the Second Amendment. This is a massively historical case, as big as Roe v. Wade, when it comes to a constitutional ruling. Monday, they came out, and in the past, within a day or so, they normally, when they have their meeting to announce their rulings, you then hear it. But now they're talking about today, tomorrow, Monday, what the White House and the Democrats have said. They're unified on gun control. To be clear, is that they're for the Second Amendment, but the Second Amendment means they can ban your guns and take them from you. So it's lawyer speak. They're very good now at not fighting with us. They make us think we've won and stab us in the back. It's a corporate Delphi technique. They say, oh, you've got a right. The D.C. gun ban is struck down. They have to let people have guns through permits, but they don't have to give you a permit. And then a reign of terror is going to begin everywhere. They've tripled the size of the BATF. All this is happening. Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We've never had more lawsuits, more attacks, more bullet marking rules. It's all happening now. More attacks on ammo makers. Gunowners.org joins us to give us his expert analysis on when we're going to hear the hearing, what he thinks is going to happen, why they're delaying it, which is I think is very ominous. Larry Pratt, thanks for coming on.
Alex, thank you for having me. I really appreciate being with you again.
Thank you. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the court has seven more decisions to go. They've handed down some 30, and they typically do all of their handing down of decisions during the month of June. So that means by the calendar, they probably will get finished doing them by next Monday. Monday is one of the normal days they hand down decisions through the month. Thursday is another, and now we're told that they may have decisions being handed down tomorrow as well. So my guess is that if there's a last one, it's likely to be D.C. versus Heller, the D.C. gun ban case. They are no doubt faced with some political as well as internal disagreements on the court. It's not too much of a bit of rocket science to conclude that there are going to be at least five justices for the position that there's an individual right to keep and bear arms that's protected by the Second Amendment. And, you know, as far as it goes, that's good because the antis have been making their argument all along that you had no individual right to keep and bear arms, that if you had a gun, it was only because you were part of the militia of the state of whatever and had nothing to do with an individual right. That argument's going to go out the window almost certainly because five judges have said they buy the individual right. However, it means that the devil will be in the details because none of them seem to be concerned about the last four words, shall not be infringed. And the discussion that we can imagine, the discussion that we heard a little bit of in the hearing, the oral argument that was presented before the Supreme Court several weeks ago, has been on how much infringement can they get away with. Now, Justice Stevens was the most brazen. He was the one that actually asked Mr. Heller's attorney, would you agree with the view that the last part of the amendment could be interpreted to read, shall not be unreasonably infringed? Unhappily, the attorney answered in the affirmative. And then he was asked two specific questions to nail that down. And they were, would it be reasonable then to ban machine guns? Another affirmative. And would it be reasonable to require licenses to buy handguns, which is something that was the underlying law before the D.C. gun ban, technically as part of the D.C.
gun ban. And the power to license is the power to tax and destroy. Oh. And we know that's the Chicago, New York model. So, this is the bottom line. And I want to see if you concur exactly on this or if you want to add a caveat or an addendum. I have seen the policy in the last 8 years of the government switch to no longer having a frontal attack on us because our numbers were growing. We were energized by the attack. We were taking over states and winning political battles to a stealth mode of you have a right to own guns, but we have a right to ban them all, basically, or make you jump through 5,000 flaming hoops and find the Bermuda Triangle and swim around with a mermaid with your hands tied behind your back. And then fly to Pluto, and then you can own a gun. And so they're going to go into that model, and so we'll actually have a Supreme Court ruling saying, yeah, you can have a license, you can be controlled, and then it's all over a reign of terror.
I quite agree with that, and I would say so does the Brady campaign to stop gun violence, the old Handgun Control Incorporated. Paul Helmke, their present spokesman, said that in a way we can see an advantage of losing out on the idea that we can no longer have an outright ban on guns, because now that boogeyman can no longer be used by the pro-gun people. Now we will just be talking about reasonable restrictions on a right to keep and bear arms that has been established.
Now that's key. I mean, let's understand for everybody, there's no debating this. The pro-gun ban, the victim disarmament lobby likes this because it's one thing in their little playground of the district of criminals up there to disarm their slaves, their subjects. But now they're going to have a ruling nationwide that is only reflected of that one area and say, oh, you have the right to us to restrict your guns. I mean, correct. This is incredible.
That's exactly the Orwellian nature of what we're talking about. It is truly something to behold. And it was something to behold to watch Justice Stevens in plain sight recorded. You can still probably go to the Supreme Court website and hear the recording. You can almost see him taking out a copy of the Second Amendment, getting a hold of those last four words, and between not and infringed, putting one of those little editorial carrots, like an open triangle, in between those last two words and writing on top, unreasonably. And, hey, yeah, we're all in agreement. It protects an individual right, and we will tell you how it can be exercised. And really, the only thing that we're in doubt about, in my opinion, and what I can't tell you with any specificity until we've read the decision, is how much infringement do they openly declare they can get away with? And so I think that's the only doubt that we have. And frankly, once they have any infringement reserved into themselves, that's really the same as
well, what do you do, though? Total. I mean, the Supreme Court previously said blacks were only 2/3 human. Obviously, if the Supreme Court rules they can, you know, cut our heads off without due process, it's unconstitutional. This is a fraud. What do we do when the devastating ruling comes down? A, because it's going to neutralize mainline conservatives. They're going to think, oh, it's a victory for the Second Amendment. It's going to be advertised. So that's a sleeping gas. And then the states are all going to move, as well as the feds, with wanton abandon against us.
Well, you hope there's at least one exception among the states, and that's the state of Montana. Its legislature passed a resolution which they brought to the attention of the Supreme Court. It wasn't as a formal brief, but I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court knows about it. It was published as a letter to the editor in the Washington Times. And this resolution has a lot of whereases and a number of resolves, but the one that's, I think, the real key is if the Supreme Court were to rule that it could infringe in any degree the Second Amendment, then that would put into question the continuing validity of the compact, read contract, the compact by which Montana joined the Union in 1889. Now, them there is strong words because obviously when a contract is unilaterally broken by one party, in this case the federal government, then Montana is released of any of its obligation to be part of the Union. And that's what they're saying. Now, I think I'd mentioned to you before, I thought our brief was edgy because we had reminded the court that the Crown got shot at when they kept pushing and shooting at our guys, when they kept shutting down our governments and our militias. And so this generation is watching what the Supreme Court will do in this case.
Well, and that's why they do it incrementally. They've got to do it slow or it will become a shooting war.
Well, I think they're certainly concerned about that. But what would happen if Montana was actually not fooling, which is a big if, I admit, but let's ask the question, are they sure that Montana wouldn't just say, you know what? You have put not only into doubt, you've busted the contract. What you guys just did in that June umpteenth decision on the D.C. versus Heller shows that you have nothing but contempt for the compact by which we entered the Union. And this was something that was guaranteed to not be altered in that compact. And therefore, you've gone and broken it. You know, Montana's not without recourse. They could sidle up with the province of Alberta, which has nearly identical dislike of being in the Commonwealth of Canada. And between the two states, they're sitting on tons and tons of oil. They could certainly finance their own operation. And with air traffic being what it is, I don't think they have to worry about being landlocked. So this is not really all that much of an idle threat if they choose to not blink.
Well, we got a rogue government, Larry Pratt, and nobody can deny that. I want to come back with you and take some phone calls from Joe and Sandra and Charles and Bobby and others that are patiently holding that want to speak with you. Then we got Aaron Zellman coming on to talk about this. But for those that don't know, this is the biggest thing I've seen in the Second Amendment in my 34, 35 years on the planet. Larry, is this the most important, biggest single thing you've ever seen? What we're about to find out, Larry?
I think so. Between this and Roe v. Wade, I can't think of any two more major assaults on the Constitution. Been lots of them, but this is pretty brazen if they do what we think they're going to do.
And do you agree that they're going to come out and announce it as a victory to fool everybody?
Oh, no question. Why? We just gave you an individual right. Gave you. Get that?
But we can remove it if prescribed by law, which is what the EU Charter does. Stay with us, Larry Pratt.
Warning. The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508. to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I tell you, this is the final battle for the Second Amendment. The criminals in white robes that are about as conservative as Mao Zedong are going to come out and say, you got a right to have guns, we got a right to ban them. Your right is to have us take them. Your right is to have us tax them. They're announcing they're going to track every internet purchase. The government won't even let you report on yourself. It'll be instantly reported to the government. No fourth, no fifth. It's total tyranny, folks. Just they are attacking the First Amendment. Larry was talking about that for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and the behind-the-scenes little interview we just did. Let's go to your calls. He's going to ride shotgun with us with Aaron Zellman in the next segment. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Larry Pratt. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm pretty freaked out.
Yeah, me too. Welcome back from your vacation. I hope you enjoyed it with your family.
Really, I was so worried about the country, I couldn't enjoy it.
A couple of years ago, a friend of mine applied for a concealed weapons permit, and it took him 6 months to get it. Now, my dad is 69, and he applied sitting here in his house, and it came back in a month and a half, and I was amazed. And they just went and they gave him a permit. But anyway, I was listening to what you guys had to say, what you were talking about and everything, and what can be done. You know, there's a lot.
Well, number one, again, they get you used to taking licenses, and then within a generation, they phase out the license. But here's the deal. Talking about what can be done, we have to admit they're coming after our guns first. I've had people in gun stores in Austin come up to me and tell me I'm a liar that Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban. Larry Pratt?
Bush said if he had it on his desk, if the Congress delivered it to the White House, he would sign it. That was a public statement more than once that his spokesman made on his behalf. So we knew the game in the House of Representatives, which at the time we had some fairly good muscle, was to keep a vote from happening at all. And then it finally expired, as
folks,
we know.
Folks, if we have the political will, there's 160 million gun owners, probably more. Oh, we can take the country back. I mean, Larry, is that the true statement? If we'll stop letting the NRA sandbag us and put us to sleep, and if we realize they're a Judas goat, we can save the country.
Yeah, we got to stop trying to put lipstick on a pig. It really doesn't make the pig look any better.
Exactly. So, I mean, what's your solution? I say get mad, get aggressive, never stop.
One of the things that's a big challenge that we need to do this year is no matter how discouraged people are about the presidential race, do not neglect to go and vote. We have congressional races. In most states, we have state races at the statewide level as well as local races. All of those are terribly important. And if there's a landslide that sweeps in a bunch of far-left Marxists and whatever you and I both may say about the present rascals that are in there, let's face it, what's fixing to come in the tsunami would be like moving to the Soviet Union.
Well, that's my point, is that both parties are basically wings on the same bird of prey. And if we don't break the left-right paradigm, it's over. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Obama, all the hell on earth is about to be released.
So it's important to go look for those folks that are running for office, not getting the kind of attention that obviously the presidential candidates will, who do show that they have some understanding and gumption.
Look, Republicans need to run from George Bush and run to Ron Paul. They will get elected if they say, look, we are the real third party. We are the real patriots. They've got to explain that to people. Because conservatives, we're a conservative nation, a patriotic nation, a Bill of Rights nation, but only if it's a real party, only if it's a real candidate.
Sure. In fact, the conservatives that have been active in the Republican Party often refer to themselves as the Republican wing of the Republican Party, which is a reference to the fact that there's so many of these Rockefeller socialist types that call themselves Republican, but have no intention whatsoever of doing anything except opposing the Republican
agenda.
Sandra
in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You and honor you and thank you. Larry, I spoke to your secretary yesterday because you weren't in your office about a very disturbing email that was dated June 19th. It basically says, this morning the members of the Alabama Free Militia were arrested and disarmed by the ATF. Their arsenal will be destroyed on TV. all members.
Oh, yeah. Guilty. Listen. They're raiding guys that have 20 guns, calling it an arsenal now, and arresting them for it in states like Indiana where it's legal. Larry Pratt?
That's right out of Sarah Brady. She wanted to have and still would like us to have to pay a tax for having an arsenal. And I believe in her mind, 5 or 7 guns was an arsenal. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Alex. 20 guns, oh, my goodness. Whoever would need that many guns, as they say?
Who would want to – well, listen, I'm talking to a lot of veterans, famous former UT football players, you name it. They're not even allowed to buy guns anymore. A guy went in McBride's. He has no criminal record. And they said, well, the police are going to come to your house. They say you've got an arsenal. They've got a record. You've bought a bunch of guns lately.
And you're not supposed to have them because the Veterans Disarmament Act says you can't.
Well, that was the thing. They said, well, you're a veteran, so we're going to take your guns.
Very nice.
You fight for the country so they can take your guns. Anything else, Sandra?
No, I forwarded this email to Larry, and I just wanted to see if he got it and if this was true.
Okay.
Ron Paul is here.
The freedom message.
Waking up people everywhere.
I'm Ron Paul, and you're listening to We the People Radio Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht, and I've got a hot tip if you'd like to save money when you travel. BannisterTravelGroupInc.com, your one-stop travel agent. Whether you're visiting relatives this Christmas, attending a convention, or just eager to trade the winter blues for an umbrella on a tropical beach, the Bannister Travel Group provides convenient online access to the finest travel and lodging choices available and at competitive rates. Check out their website and compare. I'm betting they can save you money when you book your next trip. And would you like to make money when others travel? View the presentation at BannisterTravelGroupInc.com to see how. Then check out TravelProInsider.com and TravelProIncome.com to learn more about this terrific opportunity. The Bannister Travel Group proudly sponsors Joe Bannister's Freedom Above Fortune radio show and hopes you'll consider them as your one-stop travel resource to arrange your next trip or help you pursue your own opportunities in the travel industry. BannisterTravelGroupInc.com. Visit them today.
Chemtrails in the air, genetically modified clone processed food, poison water, radiation, and stress have reduced many of you into toxic cyber blobs. You can't go on like this, and I know you don't want to. Do yourself a favor, do your country a favor, be the best you can be, and start taking Enterfood now. Enterfood is easy to prepare and cheaper than a cup of coffee to take every day. And speaking of coffee, Enterfood.com has the best all-organic fresh coffee ever. It's fair trade coffee infused with rainforest polysaccharides to, like Enterfood, improve your immune system and not destroy it. If coffee's not your thing, try the all-organic Coco Mojo. Enterfood is spelled E-N-E-R, Enterfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238. Mention WTPRN and save 10%. Try Enterfood because you can't be awake when you're always falling asleep.
In the flood areas, in houses that are even in dry areas, ordering evacuations, and then they go in your house and they bring cameras and they break in the door and take your guns out of your house. You never get them back. citizens that are caught driving around the streets. They run up and aim guns at you and pull you out. Just any excuse to go crazy on us. The Supreme Court's about to rule that they can restrict our Second Amendment. It'll be hailed as a victory by the Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, NRA. All over the country, they don't let you videotape or talk to people on the street. Cops come up and fill out reports on you videotaping. I mean, it's like East Germany. We have Larry Pratt on with us. We're also going to have Aaron Zellman on with us for the rest of this hour and take some of your phone calls. The police have been brainwashed that gun confiscation is good. They're trained by the FBI at Quantico. Your local police are. They are treating us like we're the enemy. And there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. Aaron Zellman, every time there's a disaster, they first priority is getting our guns, not giving us aid. This is a rogue government. What do we do?
Well, I think the first thing you can do, Alex, is spread the word. I mean, more people need to know what's wrong in the country. More people need to know that this could that this situation could be on their doorstep someday.
Well, that was my other point.
The first thing we have to do is really is to wake people up.
I wanted to ask you this question, too, and of Larry, and then we'll take some calls and talk about the Supreme Court ruling. Aaron Zellman, the director of Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org, links to it up on InfoWars. There's so many evil things, I can't pile them all on. I'm not overstating the case. As you know, from Dallas, Texas, to Tucson, Arizona, to Denver, to Boston, to New York, to D.C., to Miami, the police now come and demand Oakland to come in and search for illegal guns. Knock and talk is where they say, let me in, I want to check your guns in areas where guns are still legal, where they're restricted, like New York, they demand to come in. Now, in Texas, in Ohio, in Indiana, in New York, they, quote, check your lock and come in. Or, Aaron Zellman, don't these police know that this is classical tyranny?
Well, they may know it, but again, you have to remember that we're no longer a nation that has peace officers. We now are a nation that has law enforcement officers. Yes. Law enforcement officers are not concerned about keeping the peace as much as they are about enforcing any law they're ordered to enforce. So tyranny is something that really means very little to them. And they will simply tell you, we're just doing our job. And that's their attitude.
Which we've heard before, that just doing my job.
That went down in Nuremberg where Nazis kept saying, we're just doing our job, just following orders. And that's what a lot of police officers are doing today, just following orders. So you don't have to look too far to find an enemy.
Well, I think it's a cop-out with many when they say, oh, I'm just going to shoot them when they come for my guns, and then they do, and you get SWAT-teamed, and that's the end of it. But it's not a cop-out when Larry Pratt puts that in the brief to the Supreme Court that it's going to lead to a shooting war, and I think it really is going to lead to that. And your comments on that, Aaron Zellman, and then Larry Pratt.
Well, I noticed in the brief that we submitted to the Supreme Court, which is on the front page of our website, jpfo.org, we made it very clear that an armed citizenry existed to defend itself against the government gone bad, tyranny. And I'm suspecting, this is speculation, of course, but tomorrow or Thursday, when we assume we're going to hear Supremes are going to come down from the mountaintop and pronounce what they think, it's going to be a situation where they're going to ignore an armed citizenry as a reason to be armed. And they probably will say that Dick Heller has a right to carry a gun inside his broom closet, inside his apartment, and that gun control schemes, as long as they're reasonable, are certainly enforceable. And I think that we're going to have a real battle on our hands determining what is reasonable from now on. And I think that we are going to see this week, unless I am really surprised and shocked to the extreme, that the battle is going to start now for the battle in real earnest.
This is it.
By the gun haters, by the state, to destroy gun ownership in America.
Yeah, this is it.
Just one more thing before I forget. This is really a double-edged sword because if they say, well, okay, reasonable regulation is okay for the Second Amendment, which is a right, then, of course, the door is wide open for all other rights.
Oh, that is so key. And they are attacking the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment. Larry Pratt comments on that key point that Aaron Zellman just made.
I think he puts it very well, that the only thing we don't know is how much infringement do they think they can infringe and get away with it. My guess is they're going to assume that they can get away with quite a bit because they've been educating us to accept the notion that anything the government says, anything, is the law because, quote, the government is the sovereign, which is exactly wrong. The people are the sovereign. We tell the government what to do. That's why we have a constitution that tells them the few things they can do and all the other things that they cannot do. And there, you can look in vain in the constitution to see any place for the regulation of guns, and you just aren't going to find it, but they're going to find it because they're going to operate under the notion that they are the Constitution, that every time they meet, there's a constitutional convention taking place, and aren't we lucky that we have a Constitution that can keep up with the times?
What about the militia question? They're also going to rule on that. We didn't have a National Guard till after 1900. All the Federalist Papers, all the debates say it's the independent citizens and that it's there to defend against a central government, mainly criminal secondarily.
That was the opinion of Judge Lawrence Silberman at the D.C. Court of Appeals. His was an excellent decision, and he did a very good job on this concept of militia. But again, I think if you assume that you can infringe, then, hey, if you've got an individual right, but we can infringe it, what does that really mean? Well, it means whatever we might believe before breakfast, and as Humpty Dumpty said, I can believe eight different things.
Well, I want to point something out here. This isn't a joke, folks. They aren't just going to take the guns and be friendly. They want this because they're going to rape the hell out of us. And you can make no mistake, this government is mad dog evil. It isn't about George Bush or Barack Obama. It's all run by the same global corporate interest that want to be able to loot this nation of its capital for its young men and women for the military. They want full control. They're not backing off. And Aaron Zellman, I want to ask you both this, then we're going to take calls. This country started over them coming to take the guns. That was it. The raping the daughters, the taxes, the stealing, the guys in red coats beating people up and swaggering and being arrogant, grabbing people off the beach and pressing them into the British Navy as slaves, white slaves, folks, which you never hear about in the news because they want to make it a racial thing. They never want that known. And bottom line, I mean, I don't see anything else happening but that it's going to go ahead and lead into armed revolt, and they're going to call people terrorists. Aaron Zellman.
Well, you may be right on that, Alex. And as you know, before we, I want to remind people of something I've been telling folks for years on your show. Simply put, master the art of long-range rifle shooting, and we'll let someone else peel, we'll let others peel the onion on that. But you're right. In other words, the government is hell-bent to have all the power. And I will tell people that once they are able, if they're able to obtain complete ownership of firearms so the American people are disarmed, you will see a draft come about, drafting people for foreign wars and adventures, the likes of which you can't even imagine. So there's a lot of serious issues that are about to explode in this country if the American people are disarmed.
Yeah, tyranny's on the move. Larry Pratt?
Well, Alex, I guess there's at least one difference between the Revolutionary War era picture that you've just painted and today, and that is that those who are working to take over our freedoms today don't wear red coats.
Exactly. But, I mean, how can the BATF, how can the police not know they're in the wrong?
Well, to a certain extent, I think because the law of God's written on all of our hearts, they know that. But secondarily, there's a lot of willful denial and there's a lot of educated ignorance. They're going through schools that are telling them that the government is sovereign. And we've got people coming out of schools that can't wait to vote away their freedoms.
That's what the founders kept saying, is that don't try to invent, you know, don't try to twist with lawyer speak what this says. It's very clear. It's to defend against government tyranny. It's an absolute individual right. I mean, how can the Supreme Court ignore what the founders said? The founders said anybody tries to put a lien on this, tries to infringe on this, wage war against them, kill them.
Well, they feel that they can get away with it. And frankly, they have been getting away with it for a long, long time. They treat the Constitution with utter contempt. Properly understood, they are under the Constitution. As they understand it, they are the Constitution.
Well, we're going to beat them this way, and I'm going to tell all the listeners this, and I want to get both your take on this, and we will take calls. Go to gunownersofamerica.org, jpfo.org, join both groups, buy their books or videos, educate everybody, put them on Access TV, get the word out, have local groups, because this is life and death. Take two or three neighbors out a year, bare minimum, teach them how to shoot, teach them the love of that, then get them to be activists. That's why I think we're going to win, because I've seen an awakening, a love of the Second Amendment. All the liberals I know in Austin have woken up. They hate both parties now. They're buying guns. I mean, for 5-6 years. Are you not seeing, Aaron Zeltman and Larry Pratt, a huge awakening to government tyranny, and now liberals, I mean grassroots, not the big ones, are now converting to freedom?
Well, if I can go first on this, Larry. What I see is a grassroots awakening, not just for Second Amendment issues, but the war on drugs, the Internal Revenue Service, OSHA, all of these government agencies that are that really are a bunch of jackbooted thugs, to put it simply. And so it is their kind of tyranny that is awakening millions and millions of people. But many people have to realize you can't just man the barricades. You've got to be in a situation where you're not going nose to nose with evil, because evil will be better armed and equipped with your tax dollars, by the way. In other words, the American people are financing their own destruction through the tax system.
One of the hopeful signs that I've seen at Gun Owners of America is, well, I'll give you an example. I went out to speak to a local university, and among the students who were there, and there were a number of students, there were several of them who were already members of Gun Owners of America. So we're not just dealing with people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. We have members of that age, but I'm quite aware of a large number, and I believe it's a growing number, of very young people who, just like Aaron said, they get it.
Well, I know that when my grandfathers went to World War II, they were told things in boot camp and given manuals about, you're going because the Nazis want to take your property rights, your free speech, and your guns. Or, we're fighting the Soviets because they want your free speech and your guns. And then now the government's attacking all that. They are the bad guys, period.
They've gotten their role just a little bit confused. But then, after all, they've been allowed to think that they are the sovereigns for a long time. Not too surprising
Absolutely.
That they act this way.
Let's take some calls. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air with Aaron Zeltman, the Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and Larry Pratt, two of the best fighters for the Second Amendment out there.
Yeah, well, how you been doing, Mr. Jones? Mr. Pratt, I was in gun confiscation in New Orleans, and when I seen in New Orleans, I seen one old woman come up to a door with a gun and a knife, and they arrested her, and that's the only resistance New Orleans had. It was so terrible. I was mad, but now I laugh at the people. They're toast. American people are toast. You can't make them fight. They don't believe in nothing. All they want is football games and drugs. I don't believe the American people will ever fight. I think they finished, and they know they finished, because we have let this government make us domestic cowards.
Well, that's certainly been the hope and the policy, I would submit, of especially the schools, certainly the entertainment industry, and the government supports that notion very handsomely. But I don't know that they've necessarily succeeded yet. I think we'd be foolish to deny that what you've just described is a real big problem.
Yeah, let me chime in. We've got a tough road to go up, but the good news is it's always darkest before the dawn. Are there a bunch of decadent saps? Yes. I mean, we had that 230 years ago. It was 4%. Really, 2% started the war, 4 to 5% won it, and we've got more than 5%. We've still got a lot of good people. We got good people in government. I mean, look, 75% of the Republican donations were to Ron Paul, and I'm telling you, I'm not being a cheerleader here. I'm seeing an explosive awakening. That's why the government's moving against us. Aaron Zeltman?
Well, I think you have a point there, Alex. Before I forget, you were mentioning about World War II and the films they showed people. If people have a chance to get a hold of a series of films called Why We Fight, which was created during World War II, it helps people better understand why people should fight to preserve American values. And these films were shown to the American people and, of course, the people in the military. And it created a demand, a groundswell in America to preserve freedom. And so if you have a chance to get a hold of these films called Why We Fight, most of them, they're very cheap. They're available. Some of them may even be on YouTube. Anyway, to go to your next question, I think that there may be an awakening out there. I don't see that much. I think there may be an awakening by some people, but I don't see a lot of gun owners waking up. I see a lot of gun owners still thinking, well, things are going to be okay. They couldn't do this. It couldn't happen here. They're not going to take my shotgun and all the rest of that nonsense. And finally, I know that I want to make sure that everyone understands Larry's not joining in with me when I say this, but I've got a real gripe with the National Rifle Association because they still do not want to abolish the ATF. They had the chance many years ago. They took a pass on it. And because of their compromising today, they're innocent gun owners like Dave Olufsen going to prison.
Well, Aaron Zellman, I don't want to disagree with you, but it's not compromise. Compromise is if they give up something and we give up something. We always give in and they always push us over the cliff.
I'm afraid that's accurate. Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Yeah, it's not compromising.
It's Benedict Arnold behavior.
But Alex, I think your point that you made a minute ago needs to be kept in mind because we can easily focus on the enormous number of bad things that are happening and forget that it looked at least that grim. When the men signed the Declaration of Independence, they had a kind of scaffold humor as they were signing it, joking with each other. Well, I'm signing my death certificate. They knew that.
Well, that's what signing your John Hancock meant. He said, they said, you know, we're going to get killed for this. He said, well, good. Let my name be the biggest. Go ahead. Sorry, Larry.
The point is majorities don't make history. It's minorities that do. They were what, 56 men?
Well, I'm going to say this right now. I don't want to die, but I am ready to die for this, and I am not backing down, and I'm not stopping. I'm going to talk during the break with both of you for the Internet cast. We're going to continue to take calls on the main side of the main radio program. Stay with us. Aaron Zellman.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
The global corporate crime syndicate fully controls our federal government. They're moving against the people. They know we know they're criminals. That's why they're bringing in the police state. God help us. To every good person in government, please stand with us. Choose which side you're on now. This is Life and Death. Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman, I'll be popping back in with us this week if they can. We could hear the ruling today, tomorrow. It could be as late as next Monday. Zellman thinks Thursday. Pratt saying his lawyers are saying it could be as late as Monday. Very ominous. JPFO.org, Gun Owners of America, GunOwners.org. Join them both. Support them. Join the info war today, folks. This isn't a joke, okay? A lot of you hate guns and because you never brought up around them, you don't understand. Let me just give you a newsflash. Hitler was for gun control. The Ku Klux Klan was. They want slaves are disarmed. Okay, let me give you a newsflash. Slaves in Rome were disarmed. This is about your enslavement. And, my God, it's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philly and then Scott in California. Last callers. Quickly, go ahead.
Okay, Alex?
Yes.
I just want to say that you're doing a great job, and the thing to remember is that this is an inalienable right, and it existed even before you had our present Constitution. The Declaration of Independence states that.
It's an organic right that comes from your being a free human creature, exactly.
And the other thing is that Justice Breyer has been putting on complete fallacious reasoning, because he says that shouldn't a locale have the right to restrict firearms? And it's not the locale that has the right. It's only the individual that has that God-given right.
And they all know that. Those arch crooks all know it. They were made Supreme Court justices because they're whores. They're political pimps. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Larry and Aaron?
Well, it's hard to argue with the fact that it is an inalienable right. It's the way God made us. He didn't give us the gift of life so that we could throw it away to crooks and to tyrants, period.
Humans have always fought. We've always had tools and weapons.
Well, let me just share a thought with you very quickly. From a Jewish perspective concerning defending your life, there's a quote from the Talmud. It says, if a man comes to kill you, arise quickly and kill him. And I think Americans need to understand that quote fully. And they have to think about it, and think about it, and then be ready to act.
Well, it's common sense. And when you have a nation of people that are wimps, the tyrants will come. When you got a nation of people ready to fight to the death, you have liberty. I can't believe this is happening. At times like this, I can't even have composure, folks. Scott in California, final caller, go ahead.
Yeah, you're looking for Scott in Colorado?
Okay, Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, how you doing? Larry and Aaron. Hey, just real quick, what is the definition of a well-organized militia?
Well, that's something that George Mason coined. It was a term that he began to use in 1775 in the face of growing British oppression, not only closing down legislatures, but making it illegal for militias to meet, banning the importation of guns. The colonists were coming upon a very difficult time in defending themselves. And to distinguish then from what the Brits were trying to do in this particular case to the militia, Mason coined the term of a well-regulated militia, which would be the embodiment of the power of the people.
Yeah, regulated just means every town's got a bunch of people armed and trained, but directed by the locals.
Trained being the key element in the word, and as you say, by locals. These things were under government authority, under municipal authority of the people there on the ground.
Yes, we're out of time. We'll check in with Aaron Zellman, JPFO.org, GunOwners.org, with Larry Pratt. Thank you, men. We appreciate you. God bless.
Take care, Alex.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to those guys as this ruling comes out. Thank you. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Rebroadcast starts now at InfoWars.com. Incredible interviews today. They all restart on the internet streams only at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow. But for everybody else, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see.